You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Dan Soder, Monster Voice from the You Know What, Dude podcast. Bobby is going to be live comics at Foxwoods, June 28th through the 30th. The 13th of July, Bobby's going to be in Musket Fest Cafe. That sounds made up. It's in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And then the 19th, 20th, and 21st, Viva Las Vegas. Bobby's going to be at the Empire Comedy at the Paris Hotel. So go check that out. Rhode Island, you got some great strip clubs. Well, you know what else you got? On August 16th, Bobby's going to be at the Comedy Connection. Go check it out. One show only. Get your tickets. It's going to be a bloodbath. I don't even know. That's not a proper way to actually promote a comedy show. And the 18th of August, Wilbur Theater, Beantown, the prodigal son, or one of the prodigal sons, returns. One show only. So get tickets now before it sells out and you guys end up getting in fights with your sweatpants and your Celtics hoodies.
Fuck you, there's fucking sweatpants, kid. Fucking warm-up pants and sweatpants are the same fucking thing. And fuck you, go Beantown.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
All right, listen, this is another episode of You Know What, Dude? Can you do it, Dan?
You Know What,
Dude? Are you fucking kidding me?
I can never do it.
You don't try.
I do try. I'm trying right now.
You're not trying.
You Know What, Dude?
Joe, can you do it?
I don't know. You Know What, Dude?
Can you?
Is that it? Kelly, can you do it first, and I'll do it. All right, let me hear it again. Okay. I don't listen to the show.
Joe. I feel like Joe. Joe's lips are too small to do it.
Look at this. This is how far. I can never be gay. This is how wide my mouth opens, I swear to God.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Oh,
what
my
feeling.
God. What the fuck is
that? My mouth has the circumference of a fucking pee hole.
That's like someone with a, like, that's how someone with a wired jaw, that's how far they can open their mouth.
Mouth issues.
Joe can only make love to a cock.
Yeah.
He just has to do this move.
I can flirt with it.
Who's your baby? Who's my baby girl?
I got a small
who's
mouth.
My little baby girl? You could do to a cock what I do to my little dog. Who loves you?
Who's the baby?
Feed it?
We got
that makes sense.
All right, we got another episode. Episode
78?
You know, I think we hit 100 episodes.
Have we?
Well, I did.
Well, you did, yeah. I'm like 21.
Have we done 100? No. I think we've done 100. Yeah, check that out. Make sure. We'll have a big party if we at 100.
Woo!
No, we're not going to do
and
anything. Yeah, we'll have a big party when we get money.
And a cake.
Yeah.
When somebody actually fucking pays us.
Yeah.
I hate those fucking podcasts. It's 100th episode. Yeah, you have 300 listeners. Relax. The fuck you doing?
We're bringing back all your favorites.
Hey, guys. For you fucking 20 people that have been here from the beginning, Aunt Betty, fucking assholes.
Say Aunt Betty?
Aunt Betty.
Oh.
Aunt
I Betty. Have an Aunt Betty.
I know you do. You're from Boston. Everybody's from Boston. Aunt Betty, a fucking Clara, a Peggy, a Dottie, a fucking Kathy Marie.
Joe, you drink a nice coffee.
No, I'm drinking Coca-Cola. Classic.
Okay, because I got you a green tea.
Oh, she's.
Yeah.
Jeez. We got, there's
thanks,
Kelly Festuca.
Yeah, that's me.
AKA Sexy Kelly today.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something
she looks
about
like
Kelly.
A secretary that could get it.
At least that's better.
She's gonna get it.
I'm so glad that's better than the fucking single mother that got stuck at home and the babysitter canceled.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, that was funny.
I got real drunk at a bar in Denver with my buddy, and our waitress walked up and took our order. And then as she walked away, I looked at my friend and I go, "She's gonna get What is she doing?
Will you stop it? It doesn't need to be out of the way.
Because he was taking a photo.
Well, let him fucking do it.
What?
You're on a show. Listen to the fucking people talking.
I think part of Dan thought that joke wasn't going to work, so he used that to bail on
it. Joe knows me very well.
I think he called an audible.
You know what's funny is I looked at the line. I looked at the defense. I went, oh, fuck. Let's just run the ball.
I don't like that you're not fucking paying attention. You're actually worried about fucking sexy Phil
taking
photos.
I'm worried about the photos for the show.
Fuck the show. What about the show?
Yeah.
We're not a photo show. We're a fucking podcast.
It's not a fucking flip book.
Yeah. You listen to what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Look at me.
Oh, she just did it.
No, what? Now, I know she did. She did the hell tit and it fucking crushes me every time.
Am I still a naughty librarian? Did you not bring back your book?
You are.
Do you want me to blow you in the biography section?
Come on.
Do you want me to suck you up by the Dewey Decimal System?
I didn't do that
I would
anymore.
Never, ever get a blowjob from Kelly. Because you know why? In the
no
middle
one
of
will
it,
in this room.
She'd be like, do you want me to pick up some coffee cups for Monday?
It's okay. Is this always your penis fitting all right when I get it with my mouth?
You always ask me if I talk after sex, and next time I have sex, I'm going to be so conscious about what I say.
Yeah, you should.
The guy will be like,
good.
Her in a rewind voice.
And, all right, Kelly, you know what? You take over the show right now.
No,
take it over.
Why are you blaming me?
Take it over.
I don't have any internet. I'm trying to figure it out.
So that means what?
Huh?
Take the show over.
No, well, I can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
It's your show.
Go.
And you're
fucking go.
So, Joe List.
Hi.
So good to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
What's up?
Nothing.
Welcome back to Public Access Auckland.
Have we introduced our fifth guest?
Yes.
So far, we have.
Go ahead. It's your show.
No.
It's your fucking show.
The passive
this is your shot. This is your shot. Go.
This is your moment.
Oh, I don't have anything to... okay, today we're going to talk about the dates.
No, you're not even going to bring up the fucking guest. You just said the guest.
Yes. You said
I
yes.
I said yes. Bring up the fucking me. You're going to introduce me, too. That's the way I roll. You know how the show where I talk and then I introduce and then I talk and I introduce. Go.
Don't make me do it. You put me on the spot.
Yeah, that's what show business is, on the spot. Go.
No,
you got it, Kelly.
No.
I believe in you. I believe in you. Do it.
All right, you guys ready for our next guest?
Yes.
Next guy on the show. He's the man of the show.
Why did you say like we're in a fucking comedy? Are you ready for our next guest?
I didn't even bring a tight five. This is fucked up.
Sensitive from my beating last week.
Does everybody have their drinks?
Need you not to... okay.
All right, go ahead, Kelly. Take it over, baby. Go. Go.
What, can't you see the resilience in my voice?
Fucking take the show over.
So, the man, the man that the show is all named after, Robert Kelly, guys. Welcome.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Every time I see Robert, you know what I'm thinking. What? Robert Kelly is losing weight.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me on my show.
Yeah, you are losing weight.
Thank you.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right.
So what's going on?
Nothing.
Oh, God, this is pain. This is more painful for me than it is for any of you or anyone listening.
Impossible.
No.
That was good.
No. Mm. All right.
Where are you?
Why
you
am sounded I
like
in
a black. You
what
sounded like
I
a
done?
Black mother when she said that.
We're no anding you. That's an improv joke.
No,
you're not helping.
Yes,
me.
And.
I'm
yes,
sitting
and.
There
improv?
Watching
no?
me burn.
I like drunk Joe better.
Yeah.
Joe, let's get a beer.
I need a beer.
Get a fucking beer.
I don't like fucking tea sipping Joe.
Joe sipping.
I just came from
I just referenced classic Del Close.
Even though it's
yes, like, and.
It's easier for him to drink tea because it's hot and his little mouth is...
like a cat looking up at a sauce.
We had to do so. Are you going to do it or not? Are you
no.
bailing out?
Well, because you make me feel bad.
Just... I'm giving you
it's
a shot.
It's almost time for tech talk.
I'm giving you a shot, Kelly. You're making a good opportunity into something bad.
Okay.
Just fucking do it, baby.
Okay. All right. So our fifth guest.
Yes, fifth guest.
Are you a regular on the Glory Hole podcast with
yes,
Rob Sprantz?
Yeah.
Ah, I can never say your first name, though. I couldn't read it properly because I am not a good reader. I was just going by Mr.
It's
Monk.
It's pretty easy. It's Felonious.
Felonious. Like, yeah, okay. See, I couldn't
like
read
catch it. Catch a felony.
You're making fun of... Oh, see?
I just
this is,
you had this is one fucking person to introduce.
Yeah, I couldn't know.
And you
say
said
his name.
I don't know your name.
No, I
and,
said I couldn't say his name.
And the credits were a question. So you're on.
I didn't know I was gonna
introduce
it.
I didn't even know how to answer. Like I wanted to put the question mark at the end.
This is such a great
I couldn't say it.
All right, listen, Felonious Monk.
Yes, sir.
Listen, now I'm not going to call you Felonious Monk. I'm going to have to call you either Monk. Yeah, Monk. First of all, favorite show on TV. One of them.
Yeah, it's a great show.
One of my favorite shows, Monk.
Yeah.
Great show.
Have you ever seen the show?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking great.
I liked him better in Wings.
No, are you fucking nuts? Are you nuts?
The character Monk is just the OCD. I got everything has to be the germaphobe.
It's a
modern day Columbo.
And they brought back Buffalo Bill.
They did.
He was on Monk.
Yeah, he used to yell at Monk.
Dog.
Put the lotion in the basket.
I like that you didn't break your Buffalo Bill to answer my question.
I don't know.
Do you want to help me? You mind helping me get this couch in my van? I got a broken head.
Monk, stop.
Monk, stop it. Hey, Monk. Would you fuck me? I'm fuck me.
That's funny. That is Buffalo Bill. That is funny. And he's got a fucking great hairpiece.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best hairpieces. Because it's not... You know why his hairpiece is good? He's still got a receding hairline. Mm. He's not trying to get a full fucking chunk like Travolta. Yeah. He's not trying to be back at Saturday Night Fever. He's like, you know what? I'm fucking bald.
I'm going to save some.
A little bit. A little bit.
When you were losing, Bobby, when you were losing it, did you ever think about getting a piece?
All right, here's the
problem. Yeah, that means yes. Oh,
I don't like that Joe List looked up like, help me, because I'm getting there.
No, he's not. No, he's got great
I'm kidding.
He just has that tight, high forehead.
His forehead.
That's a big one.
Still
a tight, high forehead.
Yeah, he's
nice.
He's got a forehead that, like, just definitely gets shots of Botox.
He's got that fucking Beverly Hills mom forehead.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a surprise
it's
all the time.
It's a five head.
All right. We should need to get him a beer.
We do. We need to get him a beer and some new Benjamin fucking Frank. Wow.
Oof. Flat tire.
Dude. Do it.
You know what I was going for?
Benjamin Franklin glasses.
Yes. And I said, fucking... Benjamin Button.
I love Benjamin Button.
You've had enough tea. Do we need a fucking beer now?
No, let him do his thing. You do what you want. Now listen, Monk.
Yeah.
You're where are you from, man? And this is the deal. The reason why I wanted you on the show, first of all, Rob said you wanted to be on the show.
That's all it takes, ladies and gentlemen. You want to get in show business, just ask.
Well, that's a good point.
Well, here's the thing. Well, that's why Kelly's here. She just asked. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously. And she's a, you know, she worked out. She's a doll. Her comedy fucking blows as we know. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I got a treat for you today, baby. Oh. I got a fucking treat. But before we get into that.
That treat is that dress.
Is it food?
All right, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to get back to Kelly's thing. Monk, we're going to get to Kelly's thing right now because I have to address this.
Yeah.
We're going to get back to Monk. But Kelly, honest to God,
what?
I'm going to tell you right now. I'll tell you right now.
What?
Tights on a fucking girl, I don't care who it is. You're wearing black tights. Also, what I want to do, I want to stick a hole where your pussy is.
Yoga pants.
Where your pussy or your asshole may be, right? Ooh. And then rip it with my fingernail, like a little hangnail, and then just stick my dick in.
You turned something beautiful into something horrible, though.
Hangnail. Use it to make a hole. I thought you hated it.
What the fuck was that?
That was Led Zeppelin. You know what's fun, though? I could kind of...
Not at all.
He's doing when he drinks tea, does song parodies.
Joe, you're way
too
calm.
Part of me was hoping that was going to be... people would think that was Soder because it was kind of like a... like a... Charactery thing, but then...
No.
Yeah. Was that a punk version?
I was doing hangnail. I thought hole, gallows hole.
All right. Wow.
Another flat tire.
No, flat tire is when you fucking just... biff it on a sentence like Bobby did with his Benjamin Franklin glasses.
I really did just His was a swing and a miss.
Right outside.
That's gonna be.
I think you just didn't. That would kill in an alt room. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. If you made a Thundercats reference after
it. Oh, shit. Can we turn the fan off, sweetie? I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, don't. It's blowing her hair around. She's got that dress on.
It's like a slow motion scene from an 80s rock video. It's beautiful.
And you know,
I saw her pussy. I saw her. I'm kidding.
I so envy you right now.
I didn't see her pussy.
I agree with Monk though. Tights, I'm all right with. Yoga pants.
Yoga pants were made.
They hug the butt perfectly.
Listen to me. I'll tell you. I'm going to go through it. Yoga pants. Yes, I agree. Fuck yeah. Anytime I see a sweaty chick in a supermarket that just came from yoga, trying to pick up some yogurt and some Weight Watchers bars.
What's fucking Mr. T doing right now? Yeah, I like yoga pants.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with your pants.
Mr. T with AIDS.
He's Mr. Yeah. He's fucking Mr. S, Mr. T, unsuccessful brother.
Yes. No, but the yoga pants and the body, the body tuck.
He looks like Joe's face going.
He's Mr. T. If Joe List was Mr. T.
The two of us together are smaller than Mr. T.
I'm telling you, yoga pants are hot, but look at black tights.
I thought you hated black tights.
I love black tights.
I thought you hated them because they make the minge smelly.
The what?
One time you were saying,
I don't. No. Stop.
What?
Stop. I hate the minge. Your pussy. That's a fucking another Australian shit word for pussy. They fuck things up. Okay.
Sorry, that twat.
If you wear nylons in the summer, your pussy smells. There's something wrong with your fucking leg. There's something wrong with your pussy and your legs. If you are a pretty girl with nylons on in the fucking summer, I don't care if you work at fucking Hooters either. Fuck you, you
it's
do.
It's uniform requirement.
Yeah, because you'll see their fucking snatch lips if they bend over.
Oh, it would be so good if it just hugged that orange little bikini bottom.
Okay, nylons make me fucking ill. I'll throw up. You have nylons on, your pussy smells. There's something wrong with you. Tights, on the other hand, black tights, nice.
Yeah, all right.
Nice.
Hey, all right.
But we have no idea. She could have like a fucking thick Australian muff.
Oh,
just
God.
Keeps in all that sweat.
Kelly, Kelly.
Yes.
Honestly,
Robert?
And I'll tell you, I trim my bush fat.
Yeah.
Do you have a patch or is it just natural? What do you got?
I reckon this is like the fifth time we've spoken about this.
I reckon you fucking need to tell me again because I keep forgetting, sis.
I don't like that you're using reckon like a fucking sheriff from 1859.
I reckon I answered that before there, Bobby Kelly. Don't ask me there again, all right?
That was Monk, by the way. That was not Monster Voice.
Yeah, no, that's it. It's a jam session. The voices are getting thrown out. Yeah.
Hopefully syrup comes up.
Hang now. I love Liz.
I didn't do anything.
What do you got, Kel? All right, let's go around the room first. What do you got?
I actually shaved.
You shaved all off.
Shaved off.
What? Yeah. It's clean as a whistle.
Smell. Yeah, summertime smells. You gotta keep it low. I keep it low all the time, but in the summertime, you.
Good for you. Yeah. Well done. Looking after the women that are gonna get down there.
Definitely. You know what? I wasn't gonna say that, but that's exactly why.
Yeah, because we have to go down there, and especially if you've been out all day, it's just like.
You get more head or you give more head?
You get more head. It slows the time. It slows the time frame between.
Yeah, we're
you don't have to jump in the shower, wash your balls, none of that.
Fucking sweaty dick.
What's wrong? She didn't put the lid on, dummy.
I thought you were talking about your balls.
Shit.
What's wrong with these balls?
She didn't put the lid on.
No, I did.
I'm done with this stupid lid.
Put the lid on. You spill that on the fucking table with that.
I spilled it all over myself.
Don't yell at me, Dan.
I'm not yelling at
you. You yell at me. You do it in a voice.
For I am upset with the great bald-headed chief.
I'm sorry, Indian Dan.
Oh, man.
I apologize.
It's not my fault you can't handle a sippy cup, Dan. Jesus.
It's not my fault you have the fucking weakest grip in the world to screw this thing on.
It's 55 fucking people in here. I've heard 36 voices already. This is crazy.
All right, listen, Joe, what do you got?
Mine's bananas. It's fucking
what the
wild.
Fuck?
You have bananas in your box?
It's fucking wild.
You have unkempt.
I don't really. I have a girlfriend, and we have a nice thing going.
Joe has to be, but does she?
Hang on 1 second. Don't talk. Hang on 1 second. Listen to me.
Every once in a while.
I want to know something. Does your girl the same way? Does she have the same mentality? I got a boyfriend. It's bananas down there.
She's blonde and she's fair, so she wouldn't have a big one anyway.
Do you rub bananas on your pubes?
No, I just use the word bananas. Do you use bananas? You must use bananas.
I'm gonna start.
I think it's a Boston thing.
I'm a big fan of bananas.
It's spreading. I'm the root.
The black guy's getting
a listen.
It's not a Boston. It's not a Boston racial thing.
Y'all gonna keep saying bananas with me in here? That's what the fuck we doing. It's a black guy in here now. It's all about bananas.
Just fucking wait till you leave, dude.
Me, Amy. Fuck y'all. That's what I'm saying.
Nice Congo reference.
Thank you, sir. Here all week.
Joe has to be careful down there.
Listen.
in
the Congo or in his bush?
In his bush.
So you have unkempt.
Unkempt. Well, sometimes now it's shaved up a little bit. Now.
You trim it a little bit.
Every once in a while, I let it go crazy, and then I shave Mickey Mouse ears into it, which is fun. Looks like a little elephant with two pewy ears.
What?
And
no, that's
so right now, your shit's crazy.
Occasionally, I get tusks, too.
Is your shit...
It's pretty, right
crazy?
Now it's like medium.
Medium.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
I shaved like probably a month ago.
It's like your mustache right now.
Yeah. Does it look crazy?
No, that's good.
All right, what do you got, Dan?
I take it all off the balls on the side, and I leave a nice little Hitler mustache.
Really?
What are you, a broad?
I got a bridge. A nice I keep the bridge.
Listen, dude, you either take it all off or you let it go.
Yeah. Baby dick? I don't want to look down.
Dude, you got a Hitler dick. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I know, flies!
You have a little, just a little Hitler mustache on top.
I got like a little bridge. Little nice cap.
Why?
She thinks she's kissing a mustache.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. I think it looks nice.
You just sound Australian when you said that.
I don't know. I got a nice room.
So you trim your balls. Let me just ask you a question. Yes or no?
Oh, all right.
You trim
it, Bobby.
You shave your balls.
Yeah.
You shave them all. With what? What do you use?
A buzzer.
A buzzer. A professional buzzer or just one of those cheap ones from Dwayne Reed?
Beard trimmers.
A cheap beard trimmer.
It's a buzzer from the game Scantigories.
So,
it's a buzzer.
So you use a cheap trimmer on your balls. Electric or does it plug into the wall? Batteries? What do you
batteries.
Got? Batteries. So it might run out once in a while.
It has. Sometimes you're doing it, it's a snake.
Then half of your balls are fucking. No, but then it looks like a werewolf turning into a werewolf.
But then it grabs the hair.
Yeah.
When it dies down, it's like.
Yeah.
Weed whacker.
That's why I started shaving my goatee off. Because one day I had a gig I was doing and I had a razor and I started trimming it. And I only trimmed half of it and it died. And I had no time to get batteries, nothing. So I had this half hairy half. I was like, fuck it. I had to shave it all off. I'm like, I'm done. I'm
that
done.
And it became the 21st century. That's another good reason.
Bobby, I wouldn't take that from him.
That was good.
Get him. Everyone, go get him.
I was taking a sip of coffee.
Everyone got quiet it. Like you're going to fight me. That got weird.
Go get him.
I liked it. Really? I liked it. So you have a little mustache. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't understand why you have
a
mustache.
I just have
a your girl like blowing Magnum P.I.?
Big Selleck fan.
What?
Let's just let her sit in that one.
Literally the only person who knew that song.
I don't even think that was the song.
That was eight. She was actually, that was 18.
No. Oh.
That was, what was it again?
No,
do it again.
Magnum P.I.
Do it again.
Magnum P.I. has new episodes.
Hang on. It goes bim, 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 bim.
Keep going. Keep going.
I'll play it so you
can
hear it.
I want to hear you do it.
That's fine.
Come on.
And then it has the part where it shows the guy with a mustache and he goes, bam.
You don't know fucking Tom Selleck's name?
No, the other guy.
She didn't know our guest's name. She booked him. She'd been talking to him for a week. Felonious Monk. She couldn't fucking get it out. She's been talking to him.
And your own Glorio?
Your fortuitous
smuggle?
Your muggle? You're a fortuitous muggle?
Yes, I am.
Felonious Mingle? A black man with a beard?
All right.
The fuck, Kelly?
What?
All right, did you find it?
I'm finding it now.
All right, before you find it, I want to know what is your what kind of bush you got?
Normally I get rid of all of it unless you catch me.
So right now, here's the deal. Right now, if nobody was here, me and you are boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm gonna go down on your box and give you a nice swip, a nice little flap.
Oh, that sound is awful.
I'm gonna go in there and give you a like this, right on your clit.
When you do it, it's grossing me out.
Mr. Kelly, it's not office appropriate material.
Yeah.
What if she really filed the claim and took this podcast?
Was it who, Rob Sprance?
Well,
So Kelly, now I go down in your box. What am I gonna see?
No, there's hair there now because you caught me in the 6 week billing cycle.
I don't want excuses. I just want to know. I don't care. Listen to me.
It's hair there now because
what kind of hair?
Like a little bit because I gotta wait for it to
like
grow.
What
so I can wax
stop
it off.
Getting fucking defensive.
Why?
I asked Joe. I asked Felonious. I asked Kim. I'm gonna tell you.
All right.
Kim?
And you get defensive like a stop
that's
being
my,
a fucking broad.
Is. All right.
What if I go down on your bunks right now?
Yeah.
What is it going to look like?
Yeah. There's a little bit of hair there.
If I go down on
like
your
what
bunks.
Kind? What
like
kind
what?
Of hair?
What you want? Like centimeter? Like you want like millimeters and stuff? Like,
I want you to show everybody.
No,
I'm just joking.
I don't know. Like
what?
I don't know, like
what?
The hair on my arm? Like
so
it's a little
so,
bit.
So you don't have a lot of hair down there?
No, I got a little bit of hair down there.
You got?
She's Italian.
Really?
Yeah, I'm Italian. I got a bit of hair.
It's probably
like the root. If you plucked
like
a hair,
like
if you plucked, if you took one of your pubes out, it would have like a white ball on the end of it.
Probably looks like the back of an old boar.
Right down the middle when it gets angry.
Arkansas Razorback snatch.
You could see the skin, but then it's thick, coarse.
Her pussy is like a porcupine when you're back it into a corner. She can shoot her pubes at your face. So right now you got you got your hair down there.
Yeah.
Is it going out to the sides?
No.
So you trim it a little. Is it natural or is it trimmed a little bit? Like,
Bobby just used jazz hands to describe Kelly's pubic hair.
No, I've been waxing for a long time, so it's a lot softer than what it used to be.
What did it
but
used it to be?
Well, because it was. You're fair. You don't get the hair situation when
you're. Why are you getting mad at people? Stop.
Yes, well, because I'm a little passionate about.
You're passionate about pubes.
Did you? I just want to know. Your eyebrows used to be like a retarded guy's.
Yep. Keep going.
Come on, don't flat tire. Don't flat. You stalled.
You know why I stalled? Your fucking face. Your face. Why? Well, I'm in the middle of something. You're looking at me like, fucking come on.
Do it.
You're
come
making
on.
Me stalled. That wasn't that stupid.
Come on.
That wasn't
come
a flat
on,
tire.
Come on.
That wasn't
it.
A flat tire. The engine didn't turn over. It was like a.
He wanted you to trip.
I'm fucking tapping out on that
one. yeah, fucking. Your eyebrows look like a retarded.
What are you doing?
Oh, boy.
What are you doing? Are you
plugging
in
the music in.
All right, well, I just let me
get
know
ready for our ears to hurt.
No, I need to turn
this,
it on.
Is this Gallows Pole
got
by
Led
Zeppelin?
I got it.
Hang now.
All right, hang on 1 second, guys. Hang on.
Hang
I don't know why I did.
That was kind of.
That was Aerosmith's fucking Dream On. That was a Gallows
Pole. Do you want a scarf around your mic?
Oh, Kelly, this is important information because we do have what we're talking about today. We set up. I got a bunch of emails for dates for Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple black guys. A couple regular bearded white guys.
Who was that? Was that Thelonious Monk or me? No one knows.
See?
Yeah. Hang on. Is that ready? Well, I'm going to point to you, and you just say, ready? All right, and then we'll decide. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure who the third one was.
Yeah.
He's like, fucking yeah.
Yeah, yours was
fucking bananas,
clearly
yeah.
you had a little chuckle going.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
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 All right.
We're like James Brown's back in pain right now.
Move it. Yeah. Move it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound like
two
Eddie
times.
Murphy's.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Eddie Murphy's impersonation of James Brown.
That's the black voice.
That's where it rubs. That's it.
Black guys use that voice. We don't even, right. None of us talk like that. We talk like that after Eddie Murphy.
Let's just do Raw.
It's delirious, isn't it?
That's from Delirious.
Yeah, that's Delirious.
Do you understand, though? Listen to me. How fucking badass, as a comic, how badass you know you are to walk out on stage on your special in a leather purple paisley suit with a glove on,
with a ring.
Rings over the glove.
Dude.
Do you know if I did that?
You would be laughed out of the business.
If I walked out.
You'd look like the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
Bobby would look like an eccentric gay billionaire. He's like, hey, everybody. So look at my rings
like
and my leather suit. He just have a harem of Thai boys.
So you're calling me Elton John? Is
yeah,
right?
Whoa, hey.
There it
not
is.
The fucking Sir Elton John.
So listen, who right now as a comic has that much power to walk out in a leather suit, a one piece?
Rock.
No, it's
has
a two piece.
Much
Chris Rock wore all
it.
Leather and bigger, blacker.
Yeah, but you know what? He wore all leather and it looked like a regular suit. He did wear all leather, but it was a natural cut. Nobody was even. He wore a fucking Michael Jackson suit with leather pants. That's what Eddie Murphy basically came out like Thriller.
But at the same time,
that was in
80s,
the first one.
So you got to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Delirious was all red leather.
Right.
The Raw
was the purple.
Raw was purple.
Paisley.
With
black
bananas.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
He's only 22 and he did Delirious too. Like he had so much balls.
And he didn't even have an opener. He had a band.
Yeah, that's right.
A band.
The fuck
band?
Bus boys.
Yeah. Band is way easier to follow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a guy like you going out and fucking annihilating the place or
come
shit
on, keep the
or shit in the bed. Right?
Yeah, you're right. Are you guys ready for Eddie Murphy?
You got a band going out going, bam, boom, come on, hey. Boom, a little
something
now.
Everybody. Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it up, Eddie Murphy.
You know what's funny? I think black guys always talk about when they do urban rooms how the music from Def Jam is what started it. I think Eddie Murphy might have really started that because you don't do that anywhere else. In mainstream rooms, you don't get music.
Yeah,
Eddie Murphy might have started that. I mean, not like that. Not like a fucking. Yeah. If you go to a black room right now, and it's
I don't
a
like that you
level.
Tried to make a fucking connect. You just made like,
man. Let me tell you something else. Yeah,
no, it
I
is.
Do Rascals.
Yeah,
that motherfuckers play AC/DC.
They
I
do.
Walk up on stage.
They're no bullshit.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to tell you.
I think Sam Kimison started some shit.
Exactly
with
what I'm
that video.
Yeah. I'll slap everybody because I'm black.
Stephen Wright.
I don't even
used
know
to come out to some soft violin music.
You just made a connection that doesn't exist. Yeah. That it sounded does. The shit.
It's Let plausible as it, fuck.
It's plausible as nothing. Listen to me.
It's brilliant.
Black people and music go hand in hand, and they used to bring up black in the day. Excuse me. Black
hey man,
in the day.
Hey, going too far now, Bobby.
They used to. They first of all, music and comedy started back in Vegas and the Chitlin' Circuit and all that stuff. Red Fox used to come out to a. There was a band. I mean, Eddie Murphy didn't fucking
no,
start that
shit. That's
not
what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they always try to say it's Def Comedy Jam is what started it, and it's obviously something.
Is that what they say?
That's what. If you go to Black
and
right
when
now,
I mean they, I mean
yeah,
black people.
No, seriously,
you guys.
There's even a. They just did a documentary really? Called "What Makes Us Laugh," and it's about black comics from vaudeville
right?
on up. And
no
they're
shit.
Talking about how Def Comedy Jam changed it, and people started bringing music, and it's always been. Yeah. You're right. It's always been that way.
Yeah, it's always been that way. I mean, I think this is the DJ.
That,
having a DJ on stage
right.
playing, I mean, definitely started with Black Rooms. Yeah. Maybe. I don't think it started. I do not think it started with
Def Comedy Jam.
Pryor yeah. had the best one, the Long Beach one. What's
yeah.
Your Toes?
Live in Concert.
Live in Concert.
Yeah, What's Your Toes open for him? That was a singer.
Yeah.
What's Your Toes?
Anita Baker or yeah. some singer.
That's okay. Mm.
So that was before.
What's yeah, they had music before comics all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean the deep. What were you laughing at that I said?
Oh, you said the DJ on stage, and it's like, yeah, of course that was. That's not like white people being like,
"Could you please play some Buddy Holly before I come up on stage?"
Notice I did the black guy doing the white guy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm keeping
well,
it in character.
What I'm saying is that happened in black clubs first, and they took that from the black clubs. Mm. And
it
brought it
on
Def Comedy Jam. Right.
Patti LaBelle, I just thought of it.
I say that because, you know, they accuse. Like, Def Comedy Jam is like what they call the death of mainstream black comedy. And it's not. It's just.
Really?
Really. Think about the mainstream comics even now. Some of them, when they go to black rooms, they're like, oh, you sell out. I hear that shit all the time. It's right. fucked up. I hear it because I do mainstream rooms occasionally. So when I go to black rooms, they're like, hey, you're talking about politics, suck my dick.
Really?
No bullshit.
Def Comedy Jam is the death of black.
That's really what they. Because. Think
but
about
what
this.
What about Martin Lawrence and Chappelle and all those guys?
Tucker. Definitely. D.L. Hughley, all of those guys came from those rooms. But what's happening is now you're seeing a lot of black comics that are copying. They're still Bernie Mac. Kick it! And the music plays and they stop it and bring another joke on. And people are like, you know.
Yeah, but that's look at that.
Hack is hack.
That's,
I agree.
Look, that's just hacky. That you get that shit. Look, I've been in the middle of the country.
Exactly.
You go out in the fucking middle. You have some white dude or
oh,
whoever the fuck
God,
it is.
The worst sentence ever to hear in a comedy club is, DJ, hit it. And you're like, yeah. this is gonna
suck.
Fucking suck.
Yeah. No, but and that's my point.
It really does. If you yeah. have to if you have to show up with a fucking tape.
A CD, a fucking
music
burnt
cues.
CD going.
Did I just say tape?
Yeah. You did. Showing your
fucking
age.
Hole.
I just said tape.
All right.
If you have to, if you have to show up with, what are you looking for? You fucking trying to fill the hole of loneliness. What do you need? What do you want?
Just seen if Jesus. I forgot to restock the beer.
The beer's in there.
No, I restocked it.
We restocked it for you, fucking Alki. Get in there.
Music.
You're making me feel bad now.
Go ahead, have
it.
Dude,
I'm not
you.
A leader. I'm a fucking follower, dude.
Take one.
Can I get any
look at you. Look at Joe. No problem.
Fuck you. I'm getting my.
You want one? You want a beer?
Always.
You want a Heineken or a Bud?
What racist statement is that?
No,
because
yeah.
I know black people and I know they like Heineken better than Budweiser.
Also,
you know what
option.
Though? It's a fucking yeah. No, but that's exactly what you're talking about with Def Comedy Jam and the music cues. It's the same shit with it. Fucking is beer. Yeah. I like
hold
Guinness.
On. I think,
you want
I think we're
I
making a lot
Guinness.
Of. He's just offering you the different kinds of beer we
no,
have.
No, he is. No, but that's
that racist.
No, but that's the whole point. Everything has to be raised. You want a Heineken? What? Because I'm black, I want a
yeah,
Heineken.
Yeah, you did it with bananas. You just did it 10 minutes ago.
I did
ago.
It. I'm going to do it again.
It's guys, welcome it. Back to Race Talk. What? Bobby Shelley.
Welcome back to Race Talk.
Welcome back to Bobby Donnelly.
What the
what's
fuck
so
else?
What's so bad about a Heineken, a black guy with a Heineken? Is there a stereotype?
I'll tell you, there's nothing bad with that, but black guy with a white guy, that's terrible. That pisses me off.
Fucking
with a white girl, you mean?
Sorry, yeah.
You said white guy. Really, really playing your cards here, Bobby. So. You know what pisses me off?
Dude. I love tapes.
Black guys.
And I love
tapes. I'm wearing my leather suit.
Black guys with black guys.
I am so off today, and you know what sucks? You're on me.
Yeah.
Fucking on
because
me.
I was so off last week,
dude. Hey, listen,
I thought you were great last week.
Last week was great.
I was off last week.
Listen, you can't judge the. Look at, we're gonna do fucking podcasts
Becky Holmes
that
was
are gonna.
Off last
week. Becky Holmes.
Yeah, yeah. How's that bumping into the kitchen later that day?
But he was nice to look at, so that's all right. Are we okay?
Look at
hey!
Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Right. Got a nice
Kelly.
Body.
Listen, we're getting. I speaking yeah. of you and your vagina,
yeah.
I'm getting back to you right
back
now.
Back to that.
Because we're having. We last week we fucking stepped on you a little bit. We didn't step. We did it in a good way. I mean, you wanted to be reviewed. I wanted to hear your comedy. I wanted to know if you were funny or not. I think you are. We came out of it that you got some work to do, but you're a funny broad. You're a hard worker. And
Someone giggled.
Funny giggle.
No, just him saying broad.
Funny broad. I did it.
Yeah, he's like a fucking Booker in the 50s.
Hey, you're a funny broad. I mean, I like it. You got balls. I like it.
But no, here,
come on, get on the stage.
I felt bad a little bit. I felt bad a little bit.
Yeah, because, I felt bad this morning.
Because it's always tough when you're the motherfucker. So in to respect you, I got you a little something. I got you a little something. I had somebody send me from the Colloons. Remember that set I was talking about last week?
Yeah.
Where I went up?
Is it video or just audio?
Well, seeing is that we're just audio, it's just...
But I want to see sexy Bobby. I don't care
Let Joe laugh. He's not done. Laugh into the mic. Louder.
Sorry. I never laugh in the mic. Sorry.
I've had three flat tires.
Dan wants to see Roberto Kelly's sexy hair.
I'll get that. But here's the deal. It's audio. Mm. Okay, but this right... What I'm about to play, Monk, this is bad, man. I listened to it, and I almost started to cry. This joke... is so fucking bad. And Kelly, I think I took this joke to New York when I moved here.
Okay.
Like, I think I did this. I think I remember doing
it.
I and Natalie, when I moved to New York, I think I did this at the Boston. Now, look, I had a lot of charisma. I had a lot of confidence. So I could go on stage and I could talk about fucking whatever. Mm-hmm. And people kind of laughed. You know, I had that, which was great at the time, but it actually stunted my growth as a comic. You know, I had to learn how to bomb. You know, I used to remember talking to Patrice about that. You got to learn how to go on stage and take a fucking hot one. Because you kill all the time, but that ain't helping you. Because the shit you're killing with is fucking killing you. So this joke, man. Ugh. Oh, I remember the host, Billy Martin. The guy you're going to hear first is Billy Martin. He was the host. He had his own Wednesday night show at the Colloons, which is a Chinese restaurant in Boston that was a pretty big comedy club back in the day.
The highest grossing Chinese restaurant in America.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
And one of the top 10 restaurants.
Who the fuck are you? What the fuck?
I'm Joe List.
Joe List is Wikipedia. What the fuck? That was awesome.
Well, he's wearing glasses.
So. I am impressed.
That's pretty good. Well, you try to make a connection between fucking Eddie Murphy
It's a giant play. You know, well, come on. By the way, it's Kowloon. I don't know where you get the Kowloons.
I say loons.
It's no longer fun.
I say loons.
Now you're the motherfucker.
I say loons. Don't ever cross me.
I'm not crossing.
I'm defending
just
you.
Out
you cocksucker.
It's singular. I know.
I'm gonna singular one, and I'm gonna plural you on number two.
Give me another beers.
This is exactly.
Give me another beers.
What you just
more.
Watched was
exploded.
A microcosm of the city of Boston. They're friends, and he goes, "What? Fuck? What did you just fucking say?"
No, you correct them, dude. No, yeah. It's really not. It's Kowloon. No fucking. What do you mean, fucking? I'm trying to defend you, kid. Sorry. The fuck's wrong with you? Fucking slap you right in your no chin.
Hey. Too far. Too far.
Sorry, buddy. You have a beard. It helps.
By the way, we've made fun of every portion of my face. Forehead, glasses, mouth, and chin.
Yeah, easy target.
Don't forget that fucking ball in your neck.
Yeah. And there's the herpes as well. Yeah. Wow.
I don't have face herpes. Jesus, take it easy.
You come as a package, Joe, so you know it all comes together.
We could call it that, though. Face herpes, nothing. I'm sorry, Joe.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
I feel bad when I'm
look at his Adam's apple is hanging low. I'm sorry.
Like a dog with his tail between his legs. Aww.
All right, listen. I have this is going to be bad, man. I don't know why I'm doing this. Look at Kelly did it. Kelly fucking did it. And she let us fucking listen to it, and she trooped it, and she's a soldier, so I'm gonna play this for
you,
Kelly.
Yeah, but the difference is like, you guys analyzed a set that I had like 2-3 months ago. This is a set that you did, what, 20 years ago?
No, not 20 years ago.
Can I just say this real quick?
Yeah.
More of a question to Dan. How much weight do you think Bobby would have to lose for us to see his Adam's apple?
the reason why that didn't work,
can I answer this in just a
I want to know why it didn't work.
I'll tell you why it didn't work. because you
it
set
was
it
12
up.
Minutes later.
Yeah, stopped, it was 12 minutes later. You stopped everybody, and you came up with a good one. You like, and it was too good.
I know it was a little late. It was pretty good too.
It was too good.
If right when he would have said your Adam's apple's hanging low, and you would have gone, yeah, but how much weight do you have to lose to see your Adam's apple?
Boom. Yeah, you got to do
it. I understand how fucking comedy works.
Joe. Now Joe's lashing out.
Yeah. Apparently you don't, because you would have ate that one.
Why would you do that, Joe? Why did you wait so long to deliver the joke?
Well, because I didn't want to interrupt.
You know better, then why did you wait?
This is coming from a girl that has a 6-minute setup, and she just fucking shit on you.
I'm Australian.
Way too easy, Dan. Way too easy, Dan.
Let's take a break and review last week's episode real quick, and then come back.
Listen. This is getting mean, dude.
And it will get meaner. You want to do it?
Come on, motherfuckers.
Because you know what I did yesterday? You know what I did last
Let's
week?
Kiss.
I knew
Let's
everyone kiss. Was going to hang shit on me, and I didn't do it yesterday, but I actually prepared notes on people that were going to be on the show about their material. So if people
yesterday.
Gave me... Yes, yeah. Well,
where are the
week,
notes?
Where are the notes?
Well, I didn't do it because I didn't want to...
You prepared the notes.
Because we fill out W-9s every year.
Wow. That's just fucking smart and mean.
It just gets too mean.
That's very alty mean.
Yeah, that is.
That was way too mean, and I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, that's not
Someone
just,
give Joe two drink tickets, because he just fucking alt slammed her.
Yeah, dude, that wasn't just
Sorry, Joe,
fat
how long have you been
mean.
Doing comedy? How long have you been doing
12 years.
Right. Dan?
8.
Okay, cool. Moving on.
All right. Hey, Joe.
What lawyer pointed? Dun dun.
A failed community college lawyer, because that was an awful point. Yeah.
What the fuck was the point?
12 and 8.
He's being mean. You want to be mean? Let's be mean.
I'm not being mean.
We're being funny.
You were saying you're gonna shit all over us, and you said that I decided not to shit all over you.
Take your beating like a champ.
Did I get mean?
I know. You know what's gonna help everybody
being
right
mean.
Now?
You just called me face herpes. I don't understand.
I called. Wait a minute. I called you that.
Stop.
I called you that.
Yeah. Well. She said you got herpes, boo boo boo, the
you
face.
You talk about it all the time.
You've made fun
of
every
portion.
You've
been making shit about my saggy tits and my hairy box.
I didn't make fun of your hairy
yesterday.
Box. I'm sorry, Monko.
What?
Last
There's a hairy box involved in this?
She has a hairy box.
Yeah,
70s box.
Saggy tits is
I
a good
don't,
joke.
But that's the thing.
I wasn't even being mean.
You weren't being mean.
Why
is everyone going up in octaves?
Because everybody's saying
this is your deal.
What's the deal with everyone being mean?
Hangnail.
All right, this is going to make...
Hangnail's our safe word. Whenever we get out of control, just hangnail.
All right, hangnail.
Let's
hangnail.
Hear Bobby's dog shit fucking Kowloon.
Hey, first of all, don't just point at me and go hit the button. Go fuck yourself.
He did this like he's in the fucking right. Stones
hit
and you're in the fucking recording
hold on.
Booth.
Kelly, get the cricket button ready, speaking of being mean. Can we talk about that last week?
Go ahead.
I go like this. I'm like, Kelly, I could see how uncomfortable Kelly was. I go, you know what? I'll do my act... to everyone here so we can do it my current act and she
this on video?
She plays the cricket button. She hits the cricket
that's
button
right.
All
that's
fucking
right.
bets are
I
off
did
at
joke.
That
but you know what you
that's
did
right.
you fucking
All
gave yourself a death sentence.
I was gonna get a death sentence anyway.
No
Dan.
You weren't
I was sitting here with
no you weren't because if you looked at everyone's face we're going this is fucked
go
up
fuck
this
yourself,
is
Dan. Dan. Here's no,
it. I'm talking
off.
That's
there's no fucking way
bullshit
I was getting bullshit
you don't think Nate well Nate's a vicious fucking asshole.
All of you are ready. You are all ready with your hands.
Am
like,
I right? Am
all,
I right?
This your hands
Wait
together.
A second. Wait a second. It's Gonzaga. So you do fight. He's like, because he started it.
I feel like,
he started
remember
it.
Remember Stand By Me, the guy that used to end How, and throws up and causes everyone to
break. What a backwards YouTube video this is. It's all the white people fighting and the black guy just sitting there like this.
I just don't understand why you guys
it's
can't
like one of those hip. It's like one of those hip hop star world videos where you just see the white guy in the train witnessing the fucking slugfest.
What's
like,
even more awesome is you call it hip hop star world.
Ah, shit, I fucked it up.
Which is even greater.
No, that was a swing. No, that was a swing and a miss.
I want to. I just want to do the flat tire noise.
I know. It's very similar to eating pussy
now. That's
a moped fucking
okay.
going flat.
Let's play this.
Let's play this.
Let's play
Hang
this.
Now.
All right, here we go. All right, cut that. Because this isn't going to work. Okay, the guy who is bringing me up, just FYI, he is actually one of the executive producers of the Bill Maher Show now. And one of the executive producers of the Politically Incorrect. He was a fucking hack. Came back to Boston, literally known hack. Lenny Clark beat him up.
Really? Huh.
Physically beat the shit out of, I mean,
Wait,
yeah.
Lenny? With the
wow. Lenny Clark. You know,
not Lenny.
Bobby.
Okay, that,
he just really thought Lenny
I was in my mind. I was like, really?
It's because all white guys look the same. So
pretty much, except Bobby, who
nothing on that.
Whoa!
Obviously,
it's all right. It was he tried for a fat joke. It's all right. It's better than fucking trying to fucking talk.
I mimed the fat joke on the podcast.
It was
Nobody saw it.
I liked it.
It was a personal.
Lenny was a big boy. I mean, not anymore, but he was
Lenny who?
Lenny Clark.
Lenny Clark has been he's been big a couple times.
He's been every size you can possibly.
Yeah, he's. He's very like me. He's been big. He's had like six fats, but he's one of the nicest guys in the business. Him and his brother Mike. I love them both. But Lenny is just a sweetheart. But yeah, Lenny beat the fuck out of Billy. I think he talked about it. I had him on the podcast back when it was just on the just me. Yeah, but Billy Martin actually came back to Boston, dumped his old act, started from scratch writing jokes.
Yeah,
and. Then he would submit to the Letterman show, I mean, the Tonight Show, $50 a joke. You'd fax in, back to the fax machine, you'd fax in jokes. He'd wake up every day, read all the papers, write a bunch of jokes, fax them in, and then they'd sell, they'd buy them, $50 a pop. Then he got on the Tonight Show, and then his career took off, executive producer of Bill Maher Show Now. Okay, that's pretty fun.
A little bit of money.
Well, here's the deal. He was a fucking known hack from Pittsburgh, a road hack. Decided to not be a hack. Admitted he was a hack. Decided not to be a hack. Restarted his whole career. And now he's an executive producer of one of the biggest shows on TV, comedy-wise. That's pretty...
Not bad.
Those type of stories, I fucking love.
Yeah.
Because there's hope for you, Dan.
Yes,
I was waiting for that. I was going to see who was going to take a shot on who. And I was just waiting for it.
I thought we weren't doing that anymore.
I wasn't going to do that, Dan.
Huh?
I wasn't
going
to do it.
By the way,
hangnail! All right, so
say it.
No.
Come on, say it.
I don't want to say it. Now I'm going to get accused of being mean.
No, this is the time to say it.
Yeah.
Not 10 minutes from now when we're talking about butterscotch.
I filled out W-9s when I was 5 years in as well.
I don't know what a W-9 is.
It's tax information where you make money.
And you made his joke better.
And you're right, because I was on Live at Gotham 5 years in. So.
All right.
Wow. Okay. Huh? Yeah, 5 years in, though. You guys are very different comics.
You're good, though.
We have big penises.
Hey, you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Are we ready for this?
Yes, I want to hear it.
Monk, are you ready?
I'm fucking pissed off that we prolonged it. Let's go.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready, Joe?
I can't wait.
Wait, set the scene. What year is it?
This is...
Hang on. How long is your hair? That'll tell us what year it is. How long's the hair?
Right now, my hair, I have curly on top, kind of trimmed on the side, and a curly mullet. Like,
this is so long ago that the Kowloon was plural.
is this the nunchuck picture? When you had the nunchuck picture of yourself on the wall when you're ripped, long hair?
No.
Okay.
This was a little after that.
You had a curly mullet?
Is this after the motorcycle?
Anky Breaky Robin.
Maybe before the motorcycle or right at the motorcycle.
Okay.
Alan the Monkeys.
This is like you, Burr, Patrice, Dane.
Yeah, but when we first started doing comedy, though, because I started in an improv group, and then we started doing stand up just so we could take over the whole show, because we would go in and do an hour improv.
God, I wish everyone in improv thought like you.
We did the hour at the end, but we were like, fuck it, let's just take the whole budget. We all do 10 minutes of stand-up. So we just did 10 minutes each, and then we did an hour of improv, and that's it. So we all learned how to fucking do that. And then we started just to like stand up better, you know, because it was fucking accolades.
Yeah.
And it was your own thing. Nobody telling you, dude, maybe we shouldn't say that because... Yeah. But
You shouldn't say that.
This is
yes, and you shouldn't say that.
And here we go. This is bad. Now, do I let it play or do I stop it?
No, you don't stop it.
All right, you sure?
It should be a signal if someone has a good one.
Yeah, we'll put our hand up if we have something to say.
Right. It's like a hearing test.
Come on, let's go.
My next performer, ladies and gentlemen, is a dear friend of mine and a very, very funny young man. He's a winner of the former winner of the WBCN Comedy Riot right here in Boston. Also a finalist in our big Jay Leno NBC Tonight Show contest that went on to the Nationals. He's the one. He's the only. Bobby Kelly!
One and only?
Bobby!
Yeah.
He sounded like you when he said that.
Bobby Kelly!
I hate you already.
Bobby Kelly!
This is so bad.
What's up? What's going on? How you guys doing? Cool. Welcome to Saugus.
Saugus Mass.
Isn't that like a weird queer name for a child, though? Saugus. You can't have anything cool that comes from the sound.
Yes.
Real quick.
Dan?
This audience sounds just like you could just say anything and they'll laugh. Because you go, Sargus, what a great name for a town. And they're like, ah!
I was making a face, though.
Oh, you were?
Sargus.
See, we're missing a lot of it because there's no...
Yeah, thank God.
You sounded nervous.
Fuck. Listen, first of all,
No, but you're like, how you doing? Huh?
Yeah, I was nervous. I didn't do...
I've never heard that from you before.
Because it was the beginning of my career.
Well, the old as far as I know, historically, the WBCN thing was like a huge thing, right? If you won
We won as the improv group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were the first improv group to ever win. Wow. And everybody hated us. And Mark Parento, who was, BCN Comedy Riot, was one of the big guys there, loved us. And he would have us come into the studio, and he kept talking about us every day. Those Alan the Monkeys, those guys, he fucking wanted for us. But then we find out, he's a fucking kid toucher years later.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's fucking picking kids up in D.C. with Xboxes.
That wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't yesterday, but it wasn't, it wasn't...
Is he still giving away Xbox?
No, come on. Come on. You would suck a dick for a game.
Extra controller.
All right. So, this is...
So you're doing your local
reference? As Joe knows, that a local reference of the town and how funny the town name is because Kowloon's or Kowloon, where it depends on where you're from. Is in Saugus.
It doesn't.
It's in Saugus.
All right.
Yeah, my name's Frank Neal, and I work a construction worker, and I come from Saugus.
All right, we're going to have to go back just a little bit here.
Was that you?
Yeah. I used to do voices, too.
Oh.
So I got to stop?
There we go.
Nice.
There we go.
Saugus. Really cool and come from the sound either. My name's Frank Neal, and I work a construction worker, and I come from Saugus. I like Saratoga spring water. Saugus. Do you see Gus? Do you see Gus? I saw Gus.
Killing.
I stopped it on my own. This is terrible, right?
That's not bad. You're crushing.
Is that all you care about, Joe?
That's not all I care about, but it's going well. It's not terrible.
You're not bombing.
But I always crushed. I never not crushed because I had confidence and I just could do that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're listening to the material and you're going, I can't believe I said that.
I just went, saw Gus. You see Gus? I saw Gus. Did you hear? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Kind of like when you walk in on your parents having sex, I tried blocking it out of my brain.
Can I have this bit? I'm at the Kowloon.
Come on, he needs
I'm at the Kowloon's in August.
Hang on, shall I go forward?
Yeah.
Construction worker and I come from Saugus. I like Saratoga spring water. Saugus. Do you see Gus? Do you see Gus? I saw Gus. In Saugus.
Oh, and I improv that by the way.
Did you see him? Look at the menu. Order a fucking drink. Did you guys say that the fucking winter's over? I hate
good voice,
the
though. Good voice. What?
You really hate the winner.
Did you hear my bars and I went up?
Wait, did you guys fucking see that the winter's over?
I was like, oh, fuck.
Really?
Stand up, freaking
winter.
I was in Vermont and I says, I hate the winter. They were like, oh, we love the fucking winter. Skiing. Fuck skiing. I come from Revere. I don't ski. The only skiing I do is when I slip on my ass going to my car. I shovel. That's what I do. I'm from Revere. I shovel that shit.
Sounds like Bobby killing helium. Sounds like you're in helium. You're like, hey, I'm gonna slip in my car.
You remind me of D'Angelo a little bit. Was it a D'Angelo influence early on for you?
No, I never even liked him.
Really?
He actually took one of my bits.
Oh no. Jesus! I didn't mean to do that.
What did you do that?
Brought up old memories. Thanks,
no, he did take my bit, but he would always put Gelman on. He had his own show at Nick's Downtown. Always Gelman. Never me. And then one night he looked at me and goes, all right, you go on him next. 4 minutes at the end. And then he went up and did like another five. He could have gave me 5 minutes and cut his five down to four because he's been hosting all fucking night. Give 4 minutes. Keep it tight. And I went up. And then later on I see him doing my fuck. I had a joke about what I did the other day. Didn't I do it on the show?
Leaves, left.
Yeah, that joke he stole.
It's
a pinnacle bit.
I think it should be a law. Anybody who owns a snowblower has to do his whole fucking block.
Anybody who has to do a snowblower has to do his whole block. That should be a law.
I don't think that's bad.
Yeah. I don't
think that's a bad bit.
Well, yes. Or
direct premise.
I think at the point where you are now, yeah, listening to that, you're, yeah, like, I can't fucking believe I ever said that.
Right. Phil, can you hear? Put the headphones on, Phil.
Don't do it, Phil.
Phil,
if you want to stay, if you want to keep Bobby Kelly a hero, take those off fucking now.
Oh, Jesus.
No, no, if you hear stuff, they first played this on ONA a while ago.
That's why you can hear Norton.
You can hear.
Because I heard Norton go, I already don't like it. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I was watching. I'm thinking he's talking.
I thought that
and I'm
too.
Looking at your fucking mouth. I'm like, how the fuck is he doing? He's fucking awesome. This Bobby is Jeff Dunham. This is amazing. I swear I thought it was him talking. Whole time.
All right, there we go.
With the God weasel making a bath this fucking big. Just enough for my feet to get by, so when I get snow in my shoe. My grandma was yelling out the window, Bobby, what if somebody fat wants to come by? Make the path bigger. Like me, if people get fat from the ankles down, no up. Fuck, people get fat from here up. You never see somebody with big, fat fucking feet, you know?
That's a good point.
Susan Powder, stop the insanity. You got fat feet?
It's just funny that you're like, fucking fat people, and then the ghost of Bobby Future is like, whoa, buddy.
That's
like, you say
let's take it
the
easy.
Ghost of Bobby Future? Is that what you said?
Future, yeah, what?
Bobby Future.
I said feature.
Oh.
Well, listen.
That was it?
That's it. That's all I got.
That wasn't that horrible.
The snowblower premise is not so
bad.
That
wasn't that horrible.
You got, if you have a snowblower, you got to do the whole
Kelly.
Can I just say something though? I forgot that I'm letting fucking mediocre middlers listen to this.
Mediocre. Yeah. Joe's a mediocre headliner.
I'm as strong a middle as there is in this country.
I'm like a middle of the road feature.
If Louis C.K., Chris Rock, and Colin were here, they'd fucking leave.
Let me just tell you this right now.
You guys are all like, it's not that bad. It's pretty good.
Well, yeah, it's not that bad.
Because I'm looking for work,
terrible.
Bobby.
I thought it was going to be like,
yeah, I'm
going to
shit on Bobby Kelly right now in the middle of this. Hey,
listen,
hey, Bobby.
I wasn't as bad as Kelly. And that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. I'm
how come
kidding.
You don't yell at him and say you're being
mean? Yeah, you don't strike
mean,
back
mean.
At him, but you, and us you go, how long you been doing it? 12 right. years?
I'm
how long you been doing it?
I'm pretty sure she already, we already answered that for her. We're trying to get work.
Bobby helps me. He's like, you know, instrumental.
And we can help
rope.
You too if you just got an act.
I gave you two lines yesterday. I fucking did my act before you did yours to fucking help. You shit on me. I had you over my house for a cookout. What the hell do you want me to do?
I didn't go to the fucking cookout.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't have your numbers. Still.
Were you invited to the cookout?
I had no idea of the cookout happening.
Sorry. All right, when we get back.
Well,
we're gonna,
Dan wasn't invited either. So.
We're going to take a break. Actually, we're going to get back. We're going to talk about Kelly, his dates. We want to talk a little more to Felonious Monk, or as I call him, Monk.
Mr. Monk.
And I want to know why the fuck I wasn't invited to a cookout.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe.
Sorry. Yeah, Joe. Come on. Some bullshit, man. Hey.
So
that was me, by the way.
Good job, Dan.
Oh, man.
I think I nailed it.
You nailed that.
You did. You got that one.
I still have a cookout at my house.
We'll be back. God. All right. We're doing fucking... I'm reading shit fucking chicken scratch from Australia. I'm bringing kangaroo scratch. We're going to thank
Outback scratch.
We're going to thank our sponsors, the NAACP. Thank you for
letting Polonius on the show.
A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
And the United Negro College Fund. Does that still exist?
Yeah.
What was that?
As long as they're Negroes.
What was? What was that? Was that what? Did they give them a college education?
Well, they gave them scholarship.
They just gave them some money. I think if you did the UNCF, you had to go to like a black college though.
So if you got the United,
you had to go like Morehouse or Grambling.
Yeah, you had to go to some.
You couldn't
like
go to Harvard.
I don't think that the scholarship was.
What
the
is a white college?
That.
All Harvard? The other ones.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Is Bunker Hill
BYU?
Yeah, BYU is a very white college. Arizona State.
I'm pretty sure Boston College is a white college.
Yeah,
right?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is lily white.
All right, we're gonna thank our sponsors. Those aren't really our sponsors, but you know, hey, I you know
maybe
unofficial sponsors.
Wishful thinking.
Georgetown is one of the whitest schools.
It is.
It's a people don't think of it as that. Because no, of
but
John
it's very
Thompson.
Big in the black. John Thompson. Very big in the black culture.
That's right.
It's a white school.
It is very
but
much.
Black people go there
occasionally.
I didn't.
How odd.
I didn't realize that until the that Villanova Georgetown thing.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Good so we're gonna thank our unofficial sponsors, and the NAACP is one of them this week, since they're unofficial.
Let's just throw them in.
We could just thank anybody. We're going to all pick somebody we want to thank
every week
for being an unofficial sponsor.
Dope.
So I'm going to go to you so you have a couple minutes to think. I know some of you right now are panicking because you're no good at fucking improv.
Fuck, what are we doing?
Yes, and already. Come on.
We want to thank Laugh Button Live. Those guys are great.
Great.
They're actually, they did your show last week
at Gotham.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So, that you haven't promoted.
I promoted it.
You didn't promote it.
Yeah, I did. On Twitter. I've been promoting it.
Well, anyways.
On Twitter.
Those guys are great. They've helped us out. Blue Microphone, which provide us with most of our mics here. We all have a Yeti microphone from Blue Microphone.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Awesome. Except for Bob Kelly, because mine broke.
Did it really?
Yeah, I don't have it. Anyways. Anywho.
Anywho. Anywho.
Hint, hint, Blue.
Fiddledy-dee.
I don't know what this says.
Yowza Fitness?
Okay.
Yowza Fitness. All yeah. right.
We're going to thank Laughspin. Laughspin.
Great. Magazine. Great website.
Comedy website. I like to thank all these comedy websites because, number one, they support comedy. They started this shit for nothing. They built it up from nothing just because they're fans of comedy. And Laughspin, Laugh Button, Cringe Humor. I love those guys.
Those guys are great. Cringe
I love
guys
all
of them.
Well, they're okay. But no,
they ain't going too far.
No, but they're actually opening up a comedy club soon.
I know, right?
That's dope. Yeah.
And a great location, too.
What a great name, too, right?
Yeah, I like it.
What's the name?
The Stand.
Fucking what a name.
And it's you know what it is? It's in a part of town where there's no other comedy club.
And the actual logo, I think, is DiStefano on stage.
Is it really?
Yeah, Mike DiStefano, which
it's like,
I you
it's
know.
Like 3 blocks from the York comedy club.
Yeah.
Oh shit! It is.
Yeah. Well, like he said,
oh, come on.
It's in a yeah. it's in a part of town where there's no other comedy club.
I saw yeah. that coming.
Come on.
I saw that coming.
Yeah.
Shout out to New York Comedy Club, the first place I did comedy in New York.
Really?
Me too.
That was the first professional. That was the first real show I was on.
That
yeah.
is.
I did a bringer in 02.
Yeah.
You did bringer.
And make sure you go to gorunner.com. If you want a bandolier, bandolier.
More like a fucking bandolier. Band of queer kid.
Yeah, fucking don't.
I have a fucking bandolier from Go Runner, RUNNUR.com. If you want to get one, you have one.
I do, Robert.
You love it,
I
don't you?
I use it when I go running. It's
Why?
Great. It's amazing.
I want to make out with Kelly.
I want to do a lot worse things than that.
Jesus.
Shut
what
up.
About you, Joe?
I would love to do what
Something about that Joe said that makes me just pull my skirt down.
I want to have makeup sex.
You want to have breakup sex?
Makeup.
Makeup.
Oh.
Makeup.
What is that? Will you dress
right
up? Will you dress up like a woman?
Yow.
All right. If you're a fat fuck, you need to go to yowzerfitness.com right now and get yourself a treadmill. Get yourself a treadmill at yowzerfitness.com. Those guys really hooked me up. I got the Biscayne. It's a foldable treadmill. It goes right away in your house. If you don't have a lot of room and you need, if you're a fat fuck, you need to lose weight, you need to have something in your house. What's wrong?
The Biscayne sounds like a cookie Pepperidge
Farm. What are you doing?
I checked the door.
Is it shut?
Yeah.
Did you shut it?
Yeah.
Was it shut?
Yeah.
What was wrong? What would you do?
I didn't do it.
What was wrong?
I heard something in the hallway and I wanted to make sure that the door was closed.
Was it closed?
It wasn't closed all the way, but
yeah.
it was closed.
Who
lot.
Was the last one in?
Not me.
But who's in charge of the
doesn't
door?
It doesn't matter. Me. I should have followed whoever was last and closed the fucking
kiss.
Door.
Kiss.
Kiss.
I'm trying to fucking strangle her first. That's the way I like it.
Oh.
YowzaFitness.com, you fat fox. And get a...
Hang Neil.
All right. YowzaFitness.com. Those are that is it. We actually... we have some great news coming out.
Ooh.
Today at the end of the podcast, I think I'll be able to announce it. I believe. If I don't, then I'll do it next week. But okay. I believe today we're going to be able to announce it. And we got some really cool sponsors coming out.
I mean, unbelievable.
Really?
So we're trying to get some sponsors. So,
you know?
No, he has no idea.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because Dan has used the word unbelievable 4 times in this segment.
Yeah.
Well, because
I hope you have a thesaurus that will sponsor us.
Because you want a different word?
Because he keeps saying unbelievable.
Don't make him drop the brow. Aww. Come on. Look at that. Put him.
That's,
look
that's,
at that. Put him.
What?
Same
wait,
face.
What?
Luckily, Soda's that put him does not work on me.
Put him?
No, this is it.
Anywho, that's our sponsors.
That's my trick Palin impression.
We might have some sponsors coming up for the show that's going to be very exciting for us.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm
if you
excited.
Like, you like video games?
Oh
boy!
No, I don't, Bobby.
All right, you. Oh yeah, well, there you
I
go.
Fucking love video
I
games.
I think because Dan was talking about that he's going to play Max Payne soon.
I was going to play it today.
Oh, really?
No. Next, you play it. Listen.
Fuck.
You play it today, and I want a review. We're doing tech talk about it next week.
Okay, but
and
I'm
Bobby, you know what would be really fun?
We're getting Laszlo from fucking Rockstar on the show.
Let me just tell you this right now.
No, tell me right now.
I've played...
Wait a minute. I want to let you. Go ahead. Do it. I let you.
I have played a little bit of it, and so far I enjoy it.
Stop it. I do not let you anymore.
I unlet you.
Why is Joe holding his mouth?
The camera's going, I have real bad teeth, and I'm laughing.
Oh, shit.
He's like a Japanese girl.
I just want, because I know Matt Dan's been really looking forward to Max Payne. I just want to, when he plays it for the first time, I want to be there and I want to ruin the experience for him.
It's impossible.
So bad.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I want to.
That seems awful mean.
I want to bring him pain.
Why?
Joe! I wasn't listening. What did you say?
Yeah, take your fucking stupid notebook back that I can't read.
Handwriting, I apologize.
Why do you call it, why is it mean?
Because
he just wants to ruin his fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, that does sound mean.
Video games
why do you
want to
be
much.
Mean? Do you?
Because I would annoy the shit out of him.
Do you wear G-strings or regular girl panties?
Regular girl briefs.
You wear fucking granny panties?
They're not granny panties.
In America,
they're
granny panties.
They're like hipster ones. They're like low and, you know.
That makes
blah,
it
blah.
Worse.
Well, no, I can't wear G-strings.
What kind of underwear do you wear, Joe?
Boxer shorts.
Yeah, boxer shorts. How about you?
Boxer shorts.
What, silky ones with Wild E. Coyote
briefs.
On them?
I wear briefs sometimes.
Boxer briefs. Got to tuck it in. Hold them down.
No, you know what's nice? The tight boxer briefs. When guys wear the tight ones.
I got those.
They're
They're regular boxer briefs, but they're on me, so they're tight.
Oh, damn.
Why do they call them boxer shorts? I've never seen two boxers. One gets knocked down. Oh, right, he's down, and his balls are sticking out.
Are you working a bit?
Yeah, it's a bit I tried a couple times.
Joe's like, yeah, no, you know, it's really weird is the airport when you go. What's up with the TSA, huh?
My dog loves chips. He comes up, he goes, Bob, I want a chip, Chip.
Where are you from?
And, of course, Kelly just bombed on our first riff.
I'm trying so bad.
Felonious, where the fuck do you come from?
Good question. Jersey and Virginia. Weird. Born in Jersey, grew up in Virginia.
Jersey.
Started my comedy in Virginia.
Now, what nationality? What are you? What's your background? We know you're black, but what else? What else you got?
That's all.
You got any American Indian in you?
I'm sure all black people do. We say that. That's why I have this good hair.
For that is not true. For the high spirit will speak. So there is a difference between the red man and the black.
Turn your fucking phone off.
It's for the timer.
It did turn it. Did it, what's that on your phone?
It's a text.
What was a text message?
And you know what it said?
Kelly, you can hear that on the fucking. What did it say?
It said, when am I going to get that sweet pussy?
What the fuck? Who's getting your pussy?
No.
Who's getting your pussy?
She loves black.
Ralphie Mays getting your pussy?
You didn't.
That is gross.
It wasn't sweet. It said big pussy.
First of all, he's on a.
Big pussy.
Big pussy. He's on another network, which we won't mention. Okay.
Who is?
I would never cheat on you with another network, Bobby.
You're never giving
your
pussy.
I would never do
to
that
another
to
fat guy or another network.
You know I'm loyal.
That's it.
Never
get in the bathroom,
that.
Pee in the bathtub. Let's watch.
Big
is
pussy.
That weird?
I bet her pee smells like Vegemite.
Have you ever? Yeah, you want to try it?
Yeah,
wait,
get the Vegemite.
You have some pee right
Jesus,
here.
Jesus, I thought you were talking about her piss.
Would you let her pee on you?
No.
Are
you into it?
Are you kidding me?
If I had a.
If I smushed the tits together, he would totally let me pee on him.
Really?
Yeah. The last three episodes is all about the smush tit.
Really? So if you smushed, if she smushed her tits?
She loves the smush tit.
Tits
because also,
would you let her?
I remember.
Where's she peeing on me? Like on my leg?
On your chest. While you're in a tub.
Like I'm laying down.
You're laying down on the
like
top.
Scarface.
You had a jelly
in a hot tub.
You had a jellyfish steak on your chest.
TV.
You do Scarface.
No, I mean,
you want a piss on my chest?
If he was drunk or bored enough, he probably.
You won't stop a lot of your fucking piss on my fucking chest.
I can't even have a baby because your asshole is so fucking bloody.
Fucking bloody asshole.
I'm gonna bury the cockroaches.
There you go. Nailed it.
Wow.
That was Joe List, everybody.
That was
Joe.
That was an Al Pacino reprising his role.
That was awesome.
You idiot.
Wow.
Would you
say,
really?
Idiot?
That was so mean, Kelly.
The sexual tension between List and Festuca.
Awesome.
It's almost ridiculous.
No, what? I know his girlfriend. She's adorable.
Oh,
I would never fucking
girlfriend.
Do that.
I don't want to get in on that.
I am.
I would only piss on the inside of his chest and swoosh my tits.
I don't want
my hot piss to go on his chest.
No, I would totally.
Hot piss?
I'm impenetrable to
warm piss.
Comics.
Warm piss.
I'm fine.
You're impenetrable. What did you just say?
You're impenetrable? Did you just try using the Mike Tyson defense against Lennox Lewis?
My vagina's impenetrable. My pussy's impenetrable to comedians. My
dueling Tysons. Dueling Tysons.
Dueling Tysons. I'll step on your nuts. I'll eat your kids. You never live two minutes in my world, you faggot.
I'll knock you in the Bolivian.
That's a good one.
Oh, well done. Come on,
Dueling
Tyson. I love Lennox Lewis. I never met anything he said.
I didn't want anybody to bite my face. I'd scare my kids.
He's out.
He's like, what do you do with that? What do you do?
Yes, and.
Ding, 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 ding.
I can't do it. I can't.
Just try.
It's okay.
I can only do the Jetsons version.
Try to do it.
The Jetsons version of Tyson.
It's pretty good.
With those teeth, you should be able to do a Tyson impression.
Yeah. He's Achilles' heel.
Listen, hey. What? I can only make fun of Joe's teeth.
All right?
You don't fuck with those crustaceans. You leave barnacle teeth to me.
Barnacle teeth.
They're not that bad.
No, they're not that bad.
There's one bad one. You look like a couple of mediocre ones.
Snuggle tooth, I love it.
Remember Pirates of the Caribbean, the third one?
Yeah.
Or the second one with all the guys with the octopus face?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was the other guy. And then what's his name's father with the she shells on his face? This bit's already too long.
That literally,
Bobby, that sounded like one of my jokes. Hey, all right.
Hey. Baby girl popped the cherry.
You owned it?
She made fun of it?
Nice.
Yay. Damn straight.
You did what you did there.
Yeah, she's fucking doing this.
She's had black dick. She's a damn straight.
She's fucked black dudes.
Yeah,
Apparently, recently.
Just one.
Monk, she...
Just one.
Really? Loves.
Shut up, dickhead.
Loves
it doesn't matter because I'm still a comedian and my pussy is impenetrable.
I'm going to take you inside and I'm going to have sex with you, Kelly Fistulka.
Would you fuck Tyson?
I'd fuck Tyson.
For the story. Tyson. Just to be in fucking Hangover 3.
I don't think with Tyson I'll have a choice because he might. It's a rape joke.
Yeah, just say that.
All bad.
Well, listen.
This is a rape joke. You bailed on that one like right at the.
God. It's a rape joke.
Kelly looks pretty today.
She looks great.
You look pretty, Kelly.
Thanks, guys. Look
at,
on.
Look at, that's what girl comics get. You're pretty.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. You know, I always look
like a piece of trash.
You do look shitty
I'm more comfortable and shitty.
Yeah, I know. We all are. But you're a pretty girl. You showed up at the cell the other night. You look gorgeous. You look pretty today. You should dress up a little bit.
I'll try.
I mean, look, I'm not saying all the time, but it's just when you're doing shows. Look nice when you show up.
Talking to Dan or Kelly?
I'm talking to you, Joe. I'm saying
pretty nice.
Stop.
Like a Jimmy Buffett shirt.
Come on, Joe, get your teeth fixed.
Sick of you wearing a Barracuda jacket like it's Happy Days.
I've worn this jacket every day since 89 and I haven't looked back.
So anyways, all right, so we talked about Kelly and the other day and how pretty you look and what your box looks like. I wanted to get back to you, Felonious. I'm trying to stay on track. It's very hard to stay on track with you guys because you guys take the show in many different directions.
It's like jazz, baby.
It's jazz. It's, where are you going?
I'm taking a break.
No, you don't get to take breaks. Fuck. You don't get to take breaks.
I'm taking a break.
We just took a break, you fucking fuck.
Taking a break.
Why are you taking a break?
Because
I'm talking to the black guy?
That way you'd go like this. No, Joe, come on. Get back here. And then I feel good about myself.
The Boston guy, literally. We're talking to the black guy for a minute. All right, I'm out of here, kid.
Yeah, fuck this, dude.
Dude, fuck this. I'm out. You're talking to the Negro.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Fucking talking to him.
Yeah, dude. Fucking Celtics lost because of these guys. Listen.
Listen.
Joe went, well, maybe.
Hey, man. Hey, man. We can overcome, brother.
Well, I think...
What happened? White guilt is a motherfucker, ain't it?
I have zero.
Yeah, also because Felonious looks like he's in an Islam group in prison with that fucking beard.
Yeah, what's up with the? What's are you?
It's intimidating.
Are you into Muslim?
Dude, I'm
stuff.
I'm drinking a beer. The only thing I'm not doing is eating pork chop and fucking.
What's your religion?
Talking to a white woman.
What's your religion?
I don't have one.
You don't have one. And where you're from? Virginia.
Yeah. Let's go.
Is that why you have a devil ants beard?
No, you know what happened? I grew
nothing on the Hatfields and McCoy reference? Nothing?
No.
I didn't watch it yet.
Fuck.
I heard it's amazing.
I just gave a Devil Ants fucking reference.
That was nice.
Devil Ants!
Fucking did a Devil Ants. I like that.
All right, listen.
No, I grew it out and I pissed my mom off.
I like it.
And I kept going with it.
Who's the basketball player that has the same beard?
James Harden.
Fucking great.
Get that every day.
Tell you what, if I could grow a beard like that, I would. But mine doesn't connect. I have little patches.
So would I.
Yeah, it's supposedly intimidating. Nobody's scared of a fucking 150-pound black guy.
I have a beard. It's called Dawn, my wife.
Hey. I would love to see
Don't I know that, honey?
I would love to see both you guys because you never grow beards. And I'd love to see it. I'd love to have a little beard off.
Really?
Can you grow a nice
Bobby
beard?
Bobby could grow a beard.
You got some shit going on.
Of all, my facial hair is all gray.
Oh, no, it's that's not. Oh, do it.
Really? I do the gray. I got the gray.
Yeah, but you got the black, too.
You're like a lot of gray.
Yeah, I got all gray. Yeah. I went gray. I got that Irish gray. I was gray at like 27.
I'm starting to get this right there. I'm starting to get it right here. Irish gray.
Me and Keith had to do the medicine. We talk about the, you know, the medicine. You put the fucking wash the gray out of your hair.
Oh, are you talking about hair club for men?
Yeah, no, medicine.
The Grecian formula.
Yeah, you go in, you got to get the medicine at the CVS or the Duane Reade.
Dan's starting to get the gray hair, the weatherman gray hair. Like when you see the weatherman on the news, just the nice distinguished gray.
You're going to need the medicine soon.
The temple.
And now the medicine, they got the good one with the stick where you can just comb it through a little bit.
Ooh.
When I had to use the hair dye, you had to mix it like a chemist in a hotel bathroom.
Wearing gloves.
And then you couldn't see it, right?
You just killed a prostitute.
Until it started mixing. And then all of a sudden, there's just black dots everywhere. Yeah.
You went gray pretty early.
I went gray pretty early.
Grow your beard. Make it silver. Silver fox. Come on.
Uncle Jesse.
Silver fox.
Grow it all the way out like
Who's
mine.
Who's Uncle Jesse?
From Dukes of Hazzard.
All right, relax.
Just
I'm sorry.
Little boy.
I was with Joe.
Joe's right, though, too.
I was with Joe.
What did he say?
About DePaulo's joke about dyeing his hair.
What did he say?
He goes, yeah, it's so fucking hard. It's easy to fuck up when you're trying to dye your hair. Last time I did it, it came out darker than Manute Bol's taint.
Wow.
If you leave it in long enough, it comes out really dark.
And is that the one who's talking about being in his hotel room as an older guy? Because I'm sitting there with fucking baby wipes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I gave him a line in that joke.
What was the line?
He's talking about doing a puzzle, and he says covered bridge.
That's why I call you the doctor, Joe. Because you're the doctor with jokes.
You know what he's saying now is that he's saying that he gave him a line last week when you wouldn't take a fucking line.
I've got to think of it myself.
I've got to do everything on my own because I'm a woman. I've got to break the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Mike Monk, you're a stand-up comedian.
Allegedly.
How long have you been doing comedy?
Couple years.
Really?
Yeah.
Just a couple years.
Little League us. How long have you really been doing it?
Yeah.
I only been pitching for 3 years, but you throw a 96 slider? I don't think that's a fucking real thing. That's what the black comics do, and it's annoying.
You know what your problem
is? They say they're 19 and they fucking been doing comedy. I've been doing comedy 6 months. No, you haven't, motherfucker. You have a Reagan reference.
This is your problem right here.
I don't like this dude.
Length that you were east.
Oh, look at Kelly.
Phil.
Phil, you break up with your girlfriend. You got some fucking
Phil.
Aussie snatch.
Phil.
Sorry, Florida.
No, no, he's right. No, you,
Phil,
stay
sit
with
down
this.
At her mic right there.
Sit down with her mic.
And then Kelly, sit down at his
let
mic.
Let me tell you something about Phil. Sorry, a lot of people don't know this about Phil. Phil and I started at the same time.
That is
open
true.
Mics in Tucson, Arizona.
That's really?
2004.
Phil, are you serious about your girl?
Well, here's the thing. We were talking about it last week. We had a pregnancy scare, like literally already.
That's funny that he calls it a scare. I'm trying to have one. It would be a gift. He calls it a scare. I can't get my fucking chick. My dead sperm can't go into. It's a scare. Hey, how about you fucking lend me some of that fucking Spanish sperm?
Yeah, it's that fucking Latin America. Yeah. You know what, though? If you were Bobby Kelly making love to your wife, then it would happen. If you were
Roberta Kelly.
I just want to kiss your face and touch you in places.
I want to make your clit purple.
I want to. Whoa, Jesus
what the
Christ,
fuck?
You fucking weirdo.
That's probably what's
that's
stopping
not,
it right there.
That's not passionate at all.
That's what's
that
stopping
just,
it right
your
there.
Your Boston creep just came out.
You just
and you're like.
You just put the Death Star up around
I
her
want
eggs.
To, I, want to, I want to put you down on silk sheets.
And fucking make your clit purple. I'm going to fucking beat that pussy up.
Maybe it was a Boston thing because I was like this. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, no, make the clip purple. Yeah, I get it. No,
Kelly, that's Mike's on. Let me hear talking to it.
Hello. That's
yeah,
me.
You're on, Kelly.
Yeah,
talking to the mic, Kelly.
You're good.
So, Phil, what I was saying is it still going well?
It's going great.
But if it doesn't.
If it doesn't.
Or if you need some fucking international side piece.
That's a sexy voice.
Do you think Kelly's pretty?
No,
I think she's.
Look at me. Look at me.
I think she's
Stop
very
it,
pretty.
Mom!
But
Dad, you're embarrassing me.
I haven't really made up my mind about the accent, though. I don't know if that would be like
I'm with you, dude.
Like
it
turn on or
it's fucking annoying.
But sometimes it's really cute, though.
Sometimes
like
it's cute.
The accent is insane.
But how about this? Ready? Ready? You're lying Plus in bed. Two. You just blew your nut. You're exhausted. You're tired. It's late at night.
Any woman's voice.
And
is
now here, I'm you and Dan's Kelly. Ready? Oh, that was fucking great. Oh, I got to work at fucking 6
Sorry,
in the morning.
Do you want anything to eat?
Whoa.
Would you like some cookies?
No,
yeah,
I'm good.
It's probably not going to work out.
I'm all right. I'm okay.
Do you want to go again?
No, I'm good.
Do you
want
me to blow you?
I'm all right. I'm good.
I like your soft baby dick.
Okay, I'm good.
Your penis skin is very soft.
I'm okay.
Can I touch your dick?
I got to go to bed.
Do you want
to
watch me do a sexy dance?
Oh, God damn it. I got to go.
Let's watch a movie.
Cal,
Do you like movies?
Fuck, I like movies, yeah.
I can't sleep because all I can think about is what are you, whatever you want.
Let's do that bit with Soder as Kelly.
All right.
The implication being that was actually Kelly, you fucking assholes.
There's that Boston anger. Get a couple beers in.
Jesus.
How many beers are you on?
This is my third.
How many are you on?
I don't know. What am I, fucking 17? I count beers? I don't know. 3, 4, 5.
With the implication being it's just 17. You know how many fucking beers you're on.
If you ever answer me without not that answer, ever again, you're an asshole.
I don't know. What am I, fucking 17? That's the 17?
Anytime I ask you how many beers you're on, I want, I don't know. Fuck.
I love Drunk Joe. He's fine.
Yeah, I'm not.
He's not. That's the thing. We're talking about on the walkover.
This cocksucker can't get drunk.
You got to understand the thing about Joe and I. When the Boston became the Comedy Village, and we talked about this on the podcast, Joe and I
we made
would
him stay.
Get fucking drunk.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, and it took, what would you say, we'd polish off maybe more than a half a bottle of whiskey and about 7 beers each?
I have that thing where it's embarrassing. You know, that, like, that thing that's embarrassing how much you can drink. It's not exciting. You're like,
your tolerance is up there.
I had a half a bottle of Jaeger and then
I had
drove
a conversation
home.
With you last Thursday, Joe, and you don't remember the conversation that we had.
Yeah, yeah, but
because I reminded you about it, and you were like,
yeah,
oh.
But you showed up banged up.
That night, we went to this some crazy thing on the Lower East Side. I wish I knew the name because I would like plug it. There's a thing they lock you in this like phone booth. You pay like $30, and it's a full all these vodkas. It's like 40 different kinds of vodkas. They give you a shot glass made out of ice. And you get 2 minutes, and you can just pour as many and drink as much as you can.
Oh,
which is also the greatest place for a first date
that
ever.
Sounds awesome.
Lock the door. And get some vodka. We're going to be friends after these 2 minutes.
Go.
It's like a frozen room. They put these big, heavy Russian coach on you with coats. Like a helmet.
That sounds like a
fuck the
that night, I had done like 11 shots.
Did you say a helmet?
Yeah, it's like a big, like they dress you as like a soldier. It's really cool.
How did they get?
We can go on our first date there. We can go. I'll take you there. On our
I'll
first
tell you
date.
This.
How did they?
If it doesn't work out, we'll go.
How
there.
Did they get a helmet get and a big coat that fit you?
Nah, it's
oh, no, the helmet. The coat.
Because the soldier.
Me.
It was a soldier.
Oh, that's too big for me.
Yeah, it's too big. All right. Wow. Well, we're back
hide
at
outside.
YKWD.
That's the best way to fuck up someone's joke. How
Bobby
do you mean?
And the
I don't
monster.
Really know.
No, the best way is to do this. What'd you say? And make them say it 3 times.
That's the best.
Yeah,
I gotta go, guys. Can I get the clap off?
Yeah.
Whoa! I mean,
whoa.
If you ask
whoa.
For it,
whoa. Whoa.
Normally it just
I
comes
mean,
your
just
way.
Boo me. Just
can
you
to.
Just
boo.
Just
boo? Fuck you, you shit dick.
Oh,
boo!
You got a sexy voice.
Boo! You
I really want to kiss your face, but I've never been able to say it without alcohol. Why?
Boo! I'm so jealous of your fucking hairline. Boo!
I love you guys. Yeah.
All right, take it easy, Phil. Thanks for the photos.
Bye, Phil.
Phil takes the great photos and videos.
Thanks, Phil.
Very
awesome.
Funny
follow
comedian.
Follow him on Twitter.
Phil's
at
awesome.
Phil Provincio.
Yes, at Phil Provincio.
Phil,
and
you're
and
awesome.
Follow Kelly out the door. She follows Phil.
Dude, she wants that dick.
I feel.
She, look at, I mean, she is literally.
She's
who the
trying
fuck
to fucking.
She escort
she's trying
ever.
To never escorted anybody.
Phil, you
else.
Can get it. Look, can't see her. Can't see her. Yeah, blame it on the rain if you got to blame it on something, buddy.
Blame it on the rain.
Why'd you turn my mic off?
Yeah, yeah. Blame it on the rain. Yeah, yeah.
Nice
blame it. Sorry, I didn't mean to turn
your mic.
I turned the wrong one off.
You
fucking. Wow, Dan, I would never turn your mic off.
You turn my
mic off. Dan, by accident, man. You know I'd never turn. My your mic's always on in my heart, dude.
Oh, that was
sweet.
That was
that
really
was
sweet.
Safe.
Wow,
Kelly,
that's something you said
yeah,
at his funeral.
Shut up.
Can we be honest?
Whoa.
No.
How much?
You gotta stop. Do you understand how many jokes went through me and Joe and Filoni's head when you? Can I be honest?
No.
I used to. This is so. I want to eat your asshole,
Kelly.
No, I like pennies,
Kelly.
What?
Mushing them together. Doesn't
scale of one. Scale of one to ten. How bad do you want to fuck Phil?
Look, seriously.
No, I don't.
Listen, look at me. Look
I
at
don't.
Look at Bobby.
Don't say how bad. How much
look
would
you at
like
Bobby. To? Look at me. Look at me. Mm. Kelly, look
positive
at me.
Positive reinforcement.
Look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Honest to God, I want you to be. We're all the reason why this show is a success at all honest. Is because nobody on here is fucking playing a game or gives a fuck. We're all honest and we let out the deepest, darkest horseshit that we probably shouldn't do.
Okay.
I want you to be honest with us. Do you want Phil sexually?
No.
Bullshit.
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 No, because there's a lot of different factors that come into
no,
play.
Not
no,
fuck
no,
the
ain't no,
fuck
no,
you.
Stop.
No.
Joe, I didn't ask if you were attracted to Phil.
Oh.
I'm asking.
We all know you are attracted to
he
Phil.
Went, I went, I went bullshit and bullshit. And I pointed at Joe and he goes, I'm very attracted to him.
What the fuck is wrong? He's got to make it about himself. That's what it is.
That's a sexy guy. Don't say that
no,
about
he's
me.
Beautiful. He's good looking and he's beautiful, but it doesn't mean I want to fuck him.
What? Wait, that's the part that confuses me. He's good looking and he's beautiful. What about him is unfuckable if he's good? Because as men, this is where we're confused.
I have to get really specific about things, and it's not.
I want
to
ask you a question.
For everyone
in this room, in this room, who would you do first? If you don't say me, you're off the show.
Answer it.
All right, listen, here we go. Felonious, I try. You know what? This show. I know that we're supposed to fucking. You're the guest, but you just hang.
We're just having fun.
Fuck
man.
Where you're from.
I don't give a fuck.
Fuck all
nobody
your.
Nobody actually gives
fuck
a
that
fuck.
You've been doing comedy 10 years.
I love. You know what I love is that there's fucking one person in their cubicle right now. Like, but we almost had answers.
When? Where the fuck is he from?
Where did he start?
Bobby?
Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah. Can we go through the dates?
Yes, we will go through the dates. Yes, there are people that want to know about Felonious Monk, where he's from, what his thoughts are. Yeah. But you know what? You're here.
Those people that call my mom.
Yeah, we just fucking hang, dude. People who sit here, you just hang.
Yeah.
We're very unfocused. Okay. All right, here we go. The first guy, oh my God. We're going to go over Kelly's dates.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know what you meant. I thought she was trying to plug your fucking road dates.
This is even more fun.
Real cool. We people know out there, I don't know why I'm stuttering, but people know out there is that, wait.
Always makes me uncomfortable.
Now, Bobby. I'll take over.
Dan,
now,
take
Bobby.
Hey,
everybody.
Go ahead. Take over.
Why is your voice screeching?
Top of the fourth. Hit. Cut. Now, here's the thing, though. What? Bobby and I were talking about it, and I really want to do this. Mm. Whatever date we send you out on, we don't want you murdered.
So
Bobby and I are going to come with you.
I appreciate that.
But we're going to sit at another table.
I wouldn't mind if she got murdered.
Well, I think it would be good fodder for one episode, but then it would be really kind of a bummer.
Because someone would have to ring my mom.
Because then I would go back to everyone shitting on me. Yeah.
First of all, cool.
You have to call Lena Festuca and go, yeah, we don't know where she is.
We don't call it ringing. We call it calling. We'd call your mom. I'm not ringing your
mom. Ringing. Thank you for ringing me.
Hey, you know what's even sexier than that, though?
What?
When they come to your house, what do you call that?
When people come to my house.
When they come to your house.
They knock on the door.
Yeah, what do they call that?
Knocking?
Knock you up.
What?
They don't say that?
No, they
say
that. You watch too many shitty movies where you thought
that. Felonious stinks. Felonious stinks. Felonious stinks.
You know what really pisses me off? That's what it's called, and she just sold me out. You fucking
is that really what it's called?
No, I call it knocking at the door.
Nobody's ever called it knocking you up?
Yeah. Well, oh, that's when you get pregnant.
Felonious stinks again. Felonious stinks again.
I'm going to fucking keep doing that until somebody says yes.
Knock on the door. Ring him up, Bill.
Listen, all right, to the first guy. Let's get in. We got to get into this.
All right,
guys,
but real quick, Bobby.
Yes, sir.
For these dates.
Yes.
Are you, myself, and Joe List?
Yeah.
Can we go to the date?
Buddy?
We're going on the date.
I need a drinking buddy. Bobby doesn't drink. He's been sober. When was I born?
I think
he's sober since 1900.
I think. I can't wait till you go bald.
I'm not going to go bald.
You are.
No,
I put
not.
A gypsy curse on you
no,
now. Bald.
No, take it off. Take it off. I remember what you taught me. I don't know.
Don't you wish that evil on me, Bobby?
Thinner.
Don't you put that evil on me, Bobby?
Ricky
you,
Bobby.
Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that evil on me.
Here we go. I think you and Joe should go on the date and videotape it. We bring Phil to videotape it, or Gay Joe or somebody to videotape the date. Okay?
Hmm. But I kind of want to do a Mystery Science Theater 3000 where we sit there.
Then we're going to do that. We're going to make sure she doesn't get killed.
Yeah.
We're going to vet these people.
I don't want Kelly chopped up.
Here's the problem. Here's the situation. People out there listening to YKWD podcast, Kelly needs a man. She's a very pretty girl. Aww. She's gorgeous. She's a pretty girl.
I don't
girl.
Need a man, but I will have one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Or a couple.
Hey. Don't do the hand thing. I know what that shit means. Y'all might not know. That's soul stealing shit right there.
Oh, really?
This shit.
Don't fucking give me your... I don't like when people grab at the air. Listen. They take my soul out.
Let me tell you something.
I don't like your Zambian curse.
Oh,
don't like
I
it.
Love, first of all, funny. I love that Dan got mad at Monk because don't tell me, just because you're black, don't mean you.
And did the African voice,
stop
right?
cornering the market on black people.
Yeah. There's no other black people in here. What the fuck am I the only black guy here? I can get away with that.
You and syrup.
You guys have cornered the market on Boston. I got the fucking black thing.
I'm from Denver.
No one else.
Yeah, you know what?
I am. Aurora.
It's not a sexy town.
Colorado. Aurora, Colorado.
Aurora, Colorado is great.
I live
in Wayne's World.
I know. Well, she's not from Aurora. She's
got a pee.
Steph Waller,
you going to go to the bathroom?
Yes. I got an old bladder.
Yeah, go ahead. Go pee.
Okay. Yeah, we're talking about your dates. You talk about dates, I pee.
Listen. I think like... If we're in the same place, I can be at a table somewhere else, and then you like those douchebags can be sitting somewhere else.
Hey.
I don't want them sitting with me. I don't want you shit it.
I'm not gonna sit at the same table. I'm gonna sit across.
Yeah, go this way. It's easier.
No, like not.
Such an asshole. Bobby's such a dick.
That's why they pay him the big bucks. All right. Yeah, this guy. Killing it. All right. Who's number one? Let's
listen,
go.
Listen, Kelly. Listen. Come on. Listen. Let me explain what this is going on now. First off, we're trying to get Kelly a date. We put that out there. If you want, there's still time. If we're going to let this hang for a little bit. We got a few guys, but we're going to let this hang. If you want to go on a date with Kelly, you have to email me and Dan.
YKWD at riotcast.com.
You have to put in your name, where you're from, all your info, your likes, your dislikes, your cock size.
Don't fucking lie.
Yeah. Put a photo. We want a photo. Yeah,
don't do it to be a dick, because we really, even for the other fans that don't want to go on a date and can't go on a date with Kelly, this is for you guys. This is going to be fun.
And if you go on a date and it works out, you're going to get a prize package from the show. You're gonna get a T-shirt.
It's gonna be me.
You're
gonna maybe a goddamn Gator Fight T-shirt.
We're gonna get you a T-shirt.
You're gonna get a goddamn T-shirt. You're gonna get.
We're gonna get a
coffee mug.
Maybe get a CBD.
A CBD.
I don't even. What's a CBD?
A CBD. I got my CBDs on sale after the show.
Two Gators clapping in the muck.
All right, now let's go through the list.
All right, we're gonna go through the list. First guy. Is this guy's big. His name's Quell.
Well, I mean, I think we know.
Yeah.
Nice Irish boy.
Yeah. His name's Quell, K-W-E-L-L. That's Quell.
Yeah.
Patton. Mm. Slave name.
His last name away?
Gives a fuck. Hey, what are we going to do? Google Quell Patton?
Hey, man. I got a record.
He actually looks like a nice guy.
All right,
he's a big motherfucker.
What does he
What's
do?
His stats?
Quell Patton is a big motherfucker.
What does he do?
This is my first pick.
This is your first round draft pick.
I like this guy. There's a couple. This is one of my top two.
Because you know who else they emailed me telling me that they emailed is maybe I think one of your picks, Dan. Remember when we Skyped a long time ago and the guy that did the paintings, they had the mustache?
I liked him.
He emailed. He emailed me, so he might be one of your picks because you really dug him.
I liked him. All right, go back to Quell.
Is she done?
Yeah, she's done. This really is like an arranged marriage right now.
Fellas, fellas, good afternoon. I'm an IT manager from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay. What are you ucking?
Wow. You don't think he's ucking fucking your shit, Australian town?
Oh, God. Fuck your Microsoft, motherfucker.
You can get permanent residency here if you just fucking knock down.
I'm 34. Mm-hmm. I'm 6'4".
Oh, now we're talking.
She's
9-inch cock.
What?
It's also thick.
Why is he going to break me in half?
Yeah, he wrote that. Wow. What do you think? I wrote it? What do you think? I'm a gay fucking novelist?
I thought maybe you were being funny. I don't know.
Hey, Danielle Steele, keep going with the profile.
I have a 9-inch cock.
You made a dick joke before?
We asked for cock sizes as a joke.
Yeah, we asked for it.
Here's what gets me, though. Wow. 9 inches, and he felt the need to go, and it's thick.
Does
the word ouch fucking...
No.
I
don't
know. How do you say ouch?
Break me in half.
How do you do it? Ow.
I don't know. I was just interested to see if Kelly's like secretly a size queen. And she's like,
I am.
No. She immediately went, no, fuck that. It'll break me in half.
Yeah, I want to make, I want that sound when it pops out of my mouth.
No, it'll hurt.
So he's got an enormous.
I'm a nice guy. Well, he actually looks like a, shut up. He looks like a nice guy. Looking for a wonderful woman who's funny and to enjoy life with.
Joe just.
I saw that. Y'all are some assholes for that.
Music
say shit.
Creates order out of chaos.
For rhythm, so he's crazy.
For rhythms, imposes.
You need glasses, brother. You need to.
No, I don't know what the fucking.
You need to.
Anonymity.
Anonymity?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's right. You want to wear my glasses?
You just read this. How about that? Yeah, read that. I might need glasses. I don't know.
You need glasses.
Read this, Kelly. Read that. Turn it. Use some strength, you fucking.
I don't want to break anything, motherfucker.
What are you doing? God damn it. Come over here on my shoulder. Just come over next to me.
Jesus, just. Oh, yeah. Hey, Kelly, switch spaces with me. I'll read it.
Put him on my shoulder. Come on. Yeah, go ahead. Read that. Read that right there. Read that. Hang on. Read in the microphone.
Okay. Music creates order out of chaos.
Why would you read it not in the microphone? I'm trying to record this.
Okay. Music creates order out of chaos, for rhythm imposes anonymity upon the... Oh, these are big words here.
divergent. Melody imposes continuity upon the disjointed, and harmony imposes compatibility upon the incongruous.
Fuck all that, man. Your first date, you're going to
need
out.
He's out. Yeah, he's out. I'm sorry. Quell, I'm sorry, buddy. You're just fucking.
He's either too smart or trying too hard to sound smart.
No, that's, but there, first of all, that's not what he wrote. That's a quote.
That's in his emails.
First of all, that's a problem right there.
That's
who
in
the
his what?
Fuck has a trailer?
He's black. What are you fucking doing?
I'm black. I don't have a fucking trailer at the end of my fucking. No. No signatures.
So wait,
at
his
the end
email,
of your email.
His email to you just said, "I'm an IT guy, 6'4" from Cincinnati.
I got a big dick,
fucking thunderstick,
thunderstick, and then that's his little quote,
and then that's it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I
he's got a boomstick.
I understand. Look, he's a wordy. Little Game of Thrones motherfucker. Yeah. Unity of
Dolph,
the cult.
Everything must come before the mountains and nothing after the winter.
All right, here we go. We're going to go to this guy here. Now, this guy's been hanging out at the cellar a lot.
Oh, I
that
know
guy
who
has
this
a face
motherfucker
shot.
Is it the
he's
fucking
got a headshot.
Is it the lawyer from Long Island?
He's got a headshot. Yeah. He's got a headshot.
This guy's got a bio.
You know what he's got? I like this guy. I like this
he
guy.
He sent me his resume.
He check really this out. Fucking does. Check this out. I like him, but as I said today, bulldog face.
Wait a second. He's actually been in a lot of stuff.
What's he been in?
He's been in
the
film Lucky Number, Love Over Romance, Love Is About Love, Nothing More, How Do You Know You Love Me. He's been in a lot of movies with love.
Yeah, but dude, he's...
Chick flicks.
Has he been an extra? He's an extra.
Yeah, he's...
This is the guy. I won't say his name, but this is the guy that emails me.
I'm going to say his fucking name. I'm about to say his name.
Say his name.
His name's Evan.
Yeah.
He emails me a lot, and it's freaking me out. Evan, you're adorable, but stop emailing me.
Cock size.
What did he say?
Ideas for first date with Kelly.
skipped over cock size.
I'm gonna go to cock size after.
Oh boy.
All right, ideas for first. As I now know, have a new job. Apparently, spelling.
What he spelled it? N-O?
He spelled it K-N-O. No.
K-N-O.
Instead of now.
That's not a word either way, pretty much.
Now is a word. K-N-O-W.
Yeah, but K-N-O-W.
He spelled it K-N-O-W. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm a fucking moron. Okay. He wrote, instead of now, he wrote no. Mm. Okay, whatever. I'm going to skip all this. Three basic and simple date ideas that allows Kelly and I to talk and get to know each other better.
Okay.
Number one, dinner and drinks at Nobu in Tribeca. Followed by
fucking gold digger.
So it's
this
not the
fucking twat would suck a dick for a falafel.
Yeah, seriously, you don't get to take her to Nobu. Take her to fucking Joe's Pizza and get her a pepperoni slice.
I would never let a guy take me to Nobu because if I knew I wasn't going to sleep with him afterwards, I'd feel bad taking the free meal.
I love just Joe List. He's just a fucking drunk uncle in the just eating with
pretzels.
Eat pretzels and drinking beer.
I'm a goddamn professional.
I've got more food
under me. So I can chew.
Joe, you want to eat some chicken chips? I got chicken chips from Australia. They're awesome. You want
to
open them?
Hang on, let's go back to chicken chips. No, nobody's eating fucking chicken chips.
I want to eat them. I'm hungry.
Nobody, you eat after the show.
I want to eat them. I'm hungry.
That was nice. I like that.
All right, Evan. Keep it going. Because Evan, you know what I like about
Keep
Evan?
Keep it going forever, everybody. Keep it going for Evan.
Yeah.
He's got tenacity.
All right, here we go. Tenacity. It's called Stalker.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, here we go. Probably we're going to take a walk by Battery Park.
Well, we'll be following you because I don't want you chopping her
up
in Battery Park.
Because the
Battery
view
Park's
in it.
Not romantic.
Because
buy fake wallets.
Because the view of the water is really nice. Yeah, where you're going to. Body's going to wind up.
Yeah, because I could toss her simply in three easy chunks.
Here's number two date. Dinner at Blockheads in Midtown, followed by a walk around making fun of the tourists
in Times Square. First off.
That's date number two. Option.
Is he talking about Blockheads on 2nd Avenue and 51st Street?
No.
Where I used to get severe...
Midtown.
That's Midtown. That's Midtown East.
Yeah, okay.
I used to get severely drunk there on my break at my other job. I'd go from one Mexican restaurant to another and just get fucking banged up.
Wait, didn't he get drunk then?
Do you have...
Really, Kelly? You want to do this? You know what? Pick Evan. I want her chopped up now.
Well, she did have a point where you're fucking, hey, I used to get drunk.
Man, it's like your fourth
Blockheads, it's not a good
restaurant. It's like your fourth drunk story. It's okay. We're not judging
like,
you. What's
you're
wrong?
Relating to Blockheads. I used to go there and get fucked up once in a while.
You're not judging offensive. You,
now
okay.
What? All right. Whoa. There's a lot.
These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Let me tell you something. This show is an angry show.
Yeah,
it's an angry show.
Let's get it out.
Number three. This is date option number three. A tour of MoMA.
All right.
Where we will look at stuff that people call art and I can't figure out why, because it's just an upside down urinal.
Was like, that an attempt at comedy?
Followed by dinner.
I don't like his cynicism with that.
Yeah,
fucking
it sounds like he makes a lot of money.
First off, first off, MoMA's great. We got a lot of Andy Warhol pieces. They've got some Jackson Pollock.
Fuck Andy Warhol.
Come on.
We should probably
fuck you.
Easy
fuck
on
him.
Fuck you, dude.
What was his early pieces? If you know, stuff?
There was the Campbell's soup cans.
No, that was later. No, that was later. What's his early?
That's
art?
Not even him. That's Norman Mailer.
Pictures.
Campbell's soup.
That's Campbell's soup.
Rockwell.
No, it's not. That's actually
not
Andy
Norman
Warhol.
Rockwell did.
He does Rockwell. What did Rockwell do? He didn't do any Campbell's soup cans.
Don't try to get serious.
Google
now.
Google it right now.
Just take the head.
Rockwell did what?
Norman Rockwell did people. Norman Rockwell. Norman Rockwell did the family. The perfect families.
Hangnail. Back to the date. Let's go. All right.
I think this guy is probably a nice, wonderful guy because he's a fan of the show.
Yeah. Hello. Keep listening.
We're gonna be down to 29,999 followers or whatever the fuck.
Who's next, Bobby?
Oh shit!
All right, here we go. So Evan, no cock size.
I'm still. What
hang on,
say?
Cock size. I've been.
You've been thinking about your cock. What?
I've been told by girls it's big. I personally think it's nothing to write home about.
What are you writing home about your dick? Huh?
Self-deprecating cock.
Mom.
Robert Hawkins actually.
What's that?
Mom.
I did that for a while. But
I love
Hawkins
you. I miss you. By the way, my dick is 9.5 inches.
And there it is.
Yeah. So, anyways, it's about as wide as an iPhone.
Jesus, that's not what.
He's lying. It's a joke.
Because it's not wide.
You can't have a dick. You can't have a dick as wide as an iPhone.
Wait, maybe
but I think he means it's thin.
He means that.
I think he's just using the wrong word.
Yeah, it's not. It's about as wide as an iPhone. Probably about 6 or 7 inches in length and circumference.
Does he mean this wide?
Is yeah, I think this? I think he's making a this? Small
not
dick
this?
Joke.
Yeah, he's making.
I'm quite happy not to hear about dick sizes at this point.
There's a whole thing. I don't know. You want to read this? I would like to date Kelly because I think she's really cool.
He's already told me.
That is totally honest. Hilarious and added. Okay. So you don't want to hear it. So do you want to go out with Evan? Now they sent this picture. He's 27, born in blah blah blah. He lives in Long Island. He has two roommates called Mom and Dad. Ooh.
Oh
boy,
it's
a fun joke.
That's a fun
it's
joke.
A fun civilian.
I don't think it's
joke.
Not a joke. Yeah.
He's moving out in the winter.
Yeah.
What is he? A colonial?
Come this winter, I shall forefront and build my own compound.
That's what they used to do back in the day.
Once the fall sets in, I will look for land to construct my cabin.
Who the fuck moves on?
Hopefully the land will still be soft enough to build a base.
We will live off the land. He makes me think of that Mark Vecchione joke where he's like, you know, I still live in
stop kissing
parents.
His ass.
I live with my parents.
Why don't we
but skip I got my
all
own
these
entrance.
People and she dates Mike Vecchione. No offense, Jenny.
Jen,
all right, so we're going to move to the next guy, okay? I like this guy too.
Yeah, I like Evan. I like this
who's
guy we're about
guy
to talk about.
Who's the guy that came into the cellar that night?
Let's go into the positive.
I don't know if
attitude.
He hasn't written me so
let's
far.
Let's go in positive. This
who,
is going to be
the guy that came into the cellar?
Two of them. This guy's name is Robert.
There's two guys that
Robert.
Came into the cellar?
Yeah.
Looking nice name, Robert. You know.
This guy's name's Robert.
That's Robert. Your
Robert O, I'll call him.
My ex-girlfriend's boyfriend's
what's
name
up? My name is Robert. I'm 25 years. I'm from Brooklyn and fully aware that there is nothing I can write in this email that will not make me come off as a complete tool or date rapist.
I like this guy.
I
like
love
this guy
he
so
hates
far.
Himself.
Can I just say one thing?
I am still, no.
Shut up.
I am still, you asked and I said no. I am still uncertain.
We are picking your marriage. You are not talked about what you want in a man.
How do you get away with doing that voice? How do you get away with that, Dan?
Because I nail it.
How do you
get away with it? Unlike your fucking dumb German accent, I nail my accent.
Oh, her German accent.
I wasn't even supposed to be an accent, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, well, we are picking your husband and you'll not tell me? If you want to have
how
a husband.
How did you get away with that? How is no one not writing in going,
they are
a piece
writing,
of shit?
You, I am a doctor.
Are you implying that no one gives him shit for voices?
Everyone gives me shit.
Can you not clap like that over your head? Because underneath your arms scare me.
Starts flapping away.
I literally almost just threw up.
Right.
Dude, someone, fuck, what's his name?
Felonious.
One of our fans on Twitter had bingo arms.
Yeah, that's what they're called in Australia.
Derek Gotti. Oh,
in Australia, they're called fidibitas or bingo arms.
What? Wait, call what?
They're called fidibitas or bingo arms.
Derek is a big fan of the show. Derek called it a big, he was a big fan of the show.
Yeah, I
love
it.
Guy number three. Let's hear from guy number three.
Yeah, keep going about guy number three. I like him. He's self-deprecating.
And his fidibitas.
I reckon he's already contacted me.
I like this guy.
He's got a shaved head.
This guy has.
He comes from Brooklyn and he's got a shaved head.
Will you shut the fuck up?
Thank you.
Really? You're fucking bugging me.
This is bullshit.
I'm reading this now. Why don't we not do it? Why don't you just do your own?
Why don't you go to Craigslist?
Yeah, why don't you just go do your thing? Go to J-Date.
Huh? J-Date? She's not one of the chosen people.
Oh, okay.
If she was Jewish, she would have jokes.
I'm sorry, Bobby.
Wow.
We should put all the names in a bucket. Pull them out one at a time and give them each 2 minutes.
I got my BA. I live in Bensonhurst with one roommate, so he doesn't live with his parents. But I grew up in Park Slope. Oof. I know you're probably amazed and blown away by this information, but I really do not know what to write here. I got my BA in business and finances, which is cool. He works. He has his own Wise potato chip root. Wow. In Brooklyn.
That's great. You know what that means? It means he supplies Wise potato chips.
Gets free chips. Yeah.
And you know what we get?
Kelly loves chips.
What are we doing right
That's
now?
Awesome.
Who chips this?
Yeah, we should be eating Wise potato chips.
All right, you guys have chicken flavored potato chips?
You have fucking ostrich kangaroo?
This guy sounds terrific.
You guys not have ketchup flavored potato chips?
What's this guy's name?
Listen, wait a second. Robert O. But here's the deal. We can get free chips for the fucking show.
Kelly, take one for the team.
I'm just going to say this right now.
We get, yeah.
Self-deprecation.
Yep.
Well-educated.
Yep.
Honest.
Yep.
About that he's not going
to
impress anybody.
Get to the fucking chips. Get to the chips.
Chips.
Free Wise potato
Park
chips,
Slope.
Which, by the way.
I know two people that grew up in Park Slope. Giannis and Quinn. One of them is one of my favorite people, and the other one is Giannis.
You know what I'm going to say? If I'm looking at the draft board right now.
Now I'm taking him with my first pick.
White guy, black guy?
He's a white guy.
Position, is he?
White guy, and he's a little chunky, which I like.
Yeah, it means he's got personality.
He's a little chunky.
Kelly used to be chunky.
Yeah, Kelly, how'd that work out for you?
So let me ask you, Felonious, black guy or this guy?
I like this guy. The black guy actually is working too hard, and that's not me taking a shit. He's working too hard.
You know what it is?
Really?
I like this guy.
Monk, you know what it is for me? It's that the black guy ended his email with, like, harmony is for this and
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Can I just stop?
I fucking hate that.
I fucked him because that's just in his email.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be
in his email.
That's the problem. The problem is when you have signature lines in your email, dude, you're taking yourself too seriously.
But
Nobody gives a fuck about the email.
But here's the thing. It wasn't kill babies and hate and love the devil. It was actually pretty hard.
Who would put that in a fucking text? I am interested in your position at Enterprise, kill babies and love the devil.
I guarantee you'd like him better if that's what he had.
Fuck yeah, I would.
Kelly.
Can I leave a few bucks in the fridge here?
For what?
It's getting a little silly.
What? How many beers are there?
I don't know.
Not many. At this
How
point.
Many, what are you on?
Beer. I'm on beer.
Okay, there you go. I'm glad you did.
You're supposed to look at you and go, how the fuck do I know? I'm not 17. That's the answer.
Number six. Okay.
All right. Just a boring, uptight, and self dislikes. Just boring, uptight, and self-centered women. I like women who can.
It's not Kelly.
I like women who can take can joke around and is willing to make fun of herself,
really?
and to make me laugh, and is also willing to call me out on my shit,
Kelly,
and make fun of me.
How are you not?
Who is this? How are you not fucking him now,
Kelly? You're
what are we waiting for?
Kelly, you're the daughter of the You Know What Dude podcast.
I'm missing my leg and one.
Kelly,
one hand
okay,
because of a boating accident.
Good.
That no, I'm kidding.
Everything. Keeps him honest.
Kelly, your father and I did not
date.
Love each other.
Here's the date.
Either.
But we learned to love each other.
And now we are together for 37 years.
And
father
we have
and I.
Two children, both doctors.
Both
okay,
doctors.
Here's the date. Ready?
And you disappoint us greatly.
Here's the date. Ready? Shut the fuck up, Monk. I would just keep it simple. Dinner, drinks. At a nice restaurant, so we can converse and get know each other. As you can tell by my picture, it's probably my strength when it comes to women. It's
Eating.
Not like I'm eye candy. He's self-deprecating. And then probably hit up another place for dessert or coffee, depending on how the night goes. So he's not even, he's saying, like, maybe we won't go somewhere. If it's not going good, we'll just call it quits.
Yeah.
Cock size, ready? How big do you think it's going to be?
I'm going to go six and a half.
How are you going to go?
I'm right there with it. It's an average guy.
What
average
do you got?
Guy,
what does he got? Make
six
it.
And a half.
Six and a half. I'm saying seven. His cock size is seven.
Nah, you suck.
Of fucking course you say seven. You're looking at the fucking page.
Kelly, seven's good.
How about
that
up
was
with
the joke.
What's seven? Show me seven.
Seven inches is about.
He said, but here's.
Let me pull him up.
Seven is right here.
He wrote it right here. He goes, 7 inches or half a koala bear arm. That's what he wrote.
That's awesome. I like Robert O.
Robert O.
So Robert O's in. Robert O's going on.
Robert O's personality is awesome.
Robert O's going on.
We got another guy there.
How about it for the Malden public school system?
symptoms. Awesome. For Robert, yes. Robert's reading level over there.
Awesome. I can't read.
Half a koala bear. Robert,
is it too small? Like, I can't. As long as it's the eyesight. Well, because it sounds like you dropped out of school in the third grade.
I am retarded. I will give you that. But I really can't. It's so far away.
He needs glasses.
I need to make the text bigger. But okay. I can't bring the
just
mic.
Just do that.
Who's next?
What do you do?
Is it Malden or Melrose? Did I get that right?
Malden. I went to Malden.
Oh, I nailed it. All
right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. All right.
I think I love you the most of everyone in here, to be honest. But
yeah, me? You love me?
Yeah, I think so.
I love you too.
Yeah, but he tells me, I mean, wait till we get on the train together. It's going to be, I love you more than Bobby.
Right, right. Yes,
sorry,
I am 31.
That. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that was
I am 31 emotions. And I have a good job as a designer and an engineer. Looks good, right? Shitty thing is I live in Texas.
Then what the fuck are you writing in list. For?
He sent me some really cool photos of him canoeing.
A lot of really cool photos.
Yeah, him playing
you want
outdoors.
Out of town Republican? Off the list.
And I like this guy.
Yeah. I'm peeing because he's from an out of towner.
He's from an out of towner.
I also have, he has three kids too.
What?
He has he has custody of the three kids too.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Ready made.
I like him though. He canoes.
I don't give a fuck.
He lives looks outdoors. Like
what the fuck
yeah,
does
he looks
mean?
Like me.
Is he going to come visit me? Like, what the fuck?
He's got three kids. Whoa, hey, whoa. Time bomb.
All right, here we go.
What happened to that?
I own a Boston garage door. Doors. I own Boston garage doors. I will take Kelly to Tony Ann's in Charlestown, my favorite place in Boston.
Wow.
One of my favorite places to eat. If you're in Boston, you don't eat at fucking Tony Ann's in Charlestown. You're a fucking moron. They got a shrimp scampi pizza to die
this
for.
This is the same Texas guy?
No, this is a different guy. This guy's
Texas guy.
This guy's Jay. Scott Moses is his name. He's from Charlestown. To start the date off with appetizers, then we go North End for a sit-down meal. If she's into the date, to Sissy K's for some beers and shots. Then take someone's car parked out front. Hope she don't mind waiting on the curb while I crack the tilt for a ride back to...
You went straight to Boston for this. I love this. This is beautiful. He was like, then
I used to do stand-up at Sissy K.
Chisholm's on Route 1. Chisholm's on Route 1 is that shitty motel.
I don't know Chisholm's.
Yeah, I used to take chicks. It's like $25 to get your dick sucked for an hour. on Route 1, hopefully bang her brains out with my 5-inch pipe. Thanks for reading, and I hope I win, Scott.
Hey, Scott, that's when it's hilarious. 5 inches, you don't call it a pipe. It's your 5-inch... Not a pipe. It's your 5-inch ink pen.
You got also known as Crime
so
Town.
So what's the point?
Huh?
He doesn't live here, so what's the point?
Well, we're reading all. We're giving everybody a shot.
Yeah. Well, I think his point was being funny.
What?
We're giving really all. What do you want to not read? There's only two people that want to go on a date with you from this town. All right? There's six people in total, Kelly. All right? It's not like you get the fucking... There's a million emails to go through right now. I have to read it.
Kelly really is putting her pussy on a pedestal.
This last guy, Scott, just wanted to rape Kelly in a motel.
What did he say?
Yes, no, he wants to rape Kelly in a cold motel.
That's pretty much what he said. He had a 5-inch cock. But he was going to take it over to my favorite place in Charlestown to eat.
C-Town?
So, not again. Charlestown.
Swicked.
Ben Affleck came here and made a movie, kid.
Well,
I was in it.
Why do you say that he wanted to rape her? What did he?
Because he said, I want to take her to a hotel and bang her back out.
And he's
basically
from Charlestown.
Yeah, he was going to steal a car.
he's going to steal a car and take her to a hotel.
Hopefully bang her brains out with my 5-inch pipe. Thanks for reading this. Hope I win, Scott.
There it is.
That was his name.
We'll go to the fucking Warren Tavern first.
Here we go. Chris B. I hope this is the Win a Kate with Kelly contest, not some other
win
contest involving two dudes. I was the long-haired guy with the mustache that did the Skype call a few episodes ago.
I remember him.
Monster Voice said I look like his dad with massive 70 porn stash. P.S. Kelly gives me a massive boner with the accent and how funny and open she is about her bloody fastuca, which is your asshole.
Oh, that's
that doesn't
that's
bother
endearing.
Me. I've seen Bobo's cock on Twitter from O&A. Nothing is worse than that. That's
I've
Chris.
That
we don't know where he's from. There's no picture, and you didn't give a cock size. So you are out. So we have Evan. We have Quell Lee. His name's Quell Lee. Sorry, it's not. It's Kweli. Quell Lee, the brother. And then we have Robert O.
Robert O right now. If I'm going in order.
Robert O, Quell
Lee. Quell Lee.
Yeah. Evan.
And then Evan. Yeah. So we got those three.
I like Evan, but he's too much tenacity.
Well, here's the thing with Evan, okay? Which one do you like?
I don't know.
What are you eating?
Nothing.
Come, come here, open your mouth.
Open your mouth. Do, should I do the dog thing where I grab her jaw? And fuck it.
Yeah, maybe Robert. He sounds like the most normal, like in terms of like conversation and getting to know each other. He seems like the most, you know. Well,
why
hey,
did
man,
your voice go down 2 octaves?
I don't know why. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes, oh yeah.
I like Robert. In like terms of
one
conversation.
One must have a hint of color.
So,
whoa, why are you saying that to the black guy?
Yeah, hey, 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 she hit on me. Y'all just deal with that.
Felonious
it.
Monk wins the date.
Do you, let me ask you a question. Do you think Felonious is cute?
Well, I think everyone in this room is beautiful in their own way.
Yeah.
That was a no.
I don't know. That was, yeah, she gave actually, me the soft shoes.
At the end of it, I hate black guys. So, no.
Yeah, you that's cool. No, I'm okay.
No, he's, you know, he's a pretty
just
boy.
Just be honest.
Whoa,
pretty
really
boy.
I don't like long just beards. I don't like long beards.
There it is.
Really? You don't like beards?
What about
no,
long?
No, I like 5 o'clock shadow and a little bit of beard, but not long
right.
beard.
What about long? What about long?
So you like to feel your pussy on your face.
But I do like black guys, so
that's good.
Still in my chance.
One thing about it, I can shave. Listen.
Well, you just do whatever you want. Like, you
would you shave
guys.
Your beard for a pussy?
No.
No, really?
Wow.
Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned up while up in it. That's rather than real deal Holyfield.
Nicely done, sir.
Wow.
Well, that came out of nowhere.
Any middles and openers know how I feel? All right. I've headlined like a couple times.
Listen, wow. You just do whatever you want. You set me up with whoever, and then
middlers
we'll sort
openers.
It out. That's no problem.
I say, and openers now, you know.
Well,
he did with the middlers and openers.
I think we
nice.
Give it. I think we give it to the end of the month. We got these three guys.
Keep going.
There's a couple other guys that contacted me at the cellar. One guy came up to me and he was, I want in, but he never emailed me or nothing. So if hey, you, man. we're gonna keep this open for another week. Okay,
if you're listening.
If you want in, you're
YKWD at riotcast.com.
Name. Yes.
Occupation.
Cock size.
Date.
Live in New York City. All New York area.
Tri-state area.
Or coming to the area.
Or coming to the area. I'll go on a date with someone who's in the area.
Coming to the area.
Today. We're coming to the area.
Hang
today.
Oh, okay.
That was a good meal. Yeah. Yeah. All
right.
Today.
I'm sorry.
All right. So there you go. We got those three. The top running is Mikey. Robert O.
Robert O's right now. He's the number one draft pick.
Quelly. And Evan, you are number three. Evan, you're still in. Even though you're creeping everybody out by showing up every night at the Comedy Cellar.
And you got a pit bull face.
And
it's bulldog.
Bulldog, bulldog. Pit bull would be good.
That's Dan's sex sound. Hey, all right, come on.
Hey, all right, come on.
Oh, jeez. This is gross.
Did you... all right, so that's it. We're going to wrap this up right now. Kelly, we're going to get you a date very soon. You get to win a date. And she's looking pretty today, man.
She's looking gorgeous.
Why you don't have a fucking boyfriend? Mm. If I wasn't married, Kelly, I think I'd court her.
Yeah. Mm. 10 years ago, Bobby, with that fucking hair and the nunchucks. Oh,
no,
God
I'm
damn.
Talking now if I didn't
She wants to fuck young Bobby.
No, you're my friend.
Who
I would
doesn't?
Never fuck a friend.
I don't quietly want anything to do with awesome. You. I'm just being nice.
Yeah.
And she got, you know.
Can I open for you?
Oh, shut
I
up.
Told you, your bloody asshole would make me throw up the whole time I'd fucking you. I'd be like, are you bleeding? Is it, what's that smell?
No. The only thing you like about me is my armpits.
No, I
put your arm up.
You're like my daughter.
You love my armpits. See?
I do like your armpits. I do. You got sexy armpits. But we're going to get you a date because you should have a boyfriend. You should have a guy. That's my point.
She has some regular old.
But here's
dick.
Why. Here's why you don't have a fucking guy too. Is that you fucking do shit. You walk around like a guy a lot.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You should. You're a pretty girl. Use what you got. Seriously.
Stop grabbing your balls.
Seriously. Use what you got.
Them.
Use what you got.
Okay. Thank
all right?
you.
You're a pretty girl. You look beautiful today. Wear tights more often.
Okay.
Mm. All right? All right. So we're going to end this. Make sure you email those guys. Dude, you got to come back on, Monk.
Dude, I'm in.
Do you have a good time?
I had a great time.
All right. Good, great man. Time. Yeah, it was good. It was fun. It was hanging.
Glory hole.
Right, we're going to do that now.
Just threw that out there.
All right, glory hole. It's
no, it's fun.
It's Rob Sprance's podcast.
Sprance's.
Do you hear that, Rob? I did say what you had told me to say.
We're Kelly and I are going to be on it.
You and our oh, you and Kelly. I thought you
Kelly and I.
Kelly, because
you guys were already on it.
We're already on it. It went great, unbelievable.
Yeah. Anywho, awesome. We're gonna get the fuck out of here, man. What are you doing?
July 12th.
This is
I'm coming up with something to
promote.
No. July.
What is
12th.
That?
July.
That's
12th.
When he puts all his dates in.
Do that. Yeah. No. July 12th. I'm at Gotham. Come.
You're at Gotham.
I'll be there too.
That's exactly how it fucking works. It's me, fucking Dan, Dante Nero, Gotham Comedy Club, July 12th, 8 o'clock. Come out, buy a ticket, eat a dick.
What's your Twitter?
Felonious_MUNK.
Felonious. All right, and make sure you listen to Glory Hole on Riotcast.com.
Glory Hole.
You're on the show every week.
I'm on the show every week.
Who else is on the show?
Rob Sprance, the little queer dude from Bolivia. What's his name? You know him.
You're on the show.
He's queer. Chris.
Yeah.
Who's married but possibly queer.
Right.
And you got Mr. PP. It's a lot of weirdos on the show, but I'm there, so right. It's less weird.
Do you like this studio or their studio better?
Dude, there's a couch here. That pretty much answers that.
We got a fridge,
question.
Too.
It's a fucking couch, a fridge, beer.
Right.
Rob, you're my man. But, yeah, they got a couch and beer.
All right, dude. Thanks for coming on.
And Kelly.
Kelly. Yeah, we got Kelly.
She's got mush tits. I like mush tits.
Whoa,
Jesus. She has no fucking... What? She has to have mush tits. There's no option. Joe, what do you got, Joe?
All right. It's not looking good for my stomach. I got to be honest. It's not looking good. August. That's not that far away. 17th and 18th, I'll be at the Kowloon's.
Why don't you open for me in Boston?
It's August.
Well, I'm there in August.
What state is that?
Don't check the date, Joe. Well, just say yes straight away and figure it out later.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
We'll talk about it. Jesus Christ.
Kowloon's.
When?
August 17th and 18th.
What's your Twitter?
That's probably a better idea. Yeah. At Joe List Comedy.
Joe List Comedy. Make sure you follow Joe List. You're very funny on Twitter, too.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Very funny guy. I love it. Joe, thanks for coming on again.
Thanks for having me.
Knocking it out of the park again. Thanks, I mean, it wasn't as good as last time, but you were good today.
Right. I'm progressively getting worse.
Yeah. He was supposed to be there.
Kelly, what's up?
So I've got Underbelly on July 7th, Saturday, 10 o'clock, Creek in the Cave.
Underbelly.
Or follow me at, that's the name of my show. Or follow me at Twitter, Kelly Festuca. KellyFastuca.
Kelly Festuca. Okay, great.
Do
you have that Magnum PI ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what do you got there, Dan?
I'll be headlining Joker's Wild in New Haven, Connecticut.
Listen to me. If you do not go
I already am going to go.
When are you going? I might just
July
take the
16th.
Train down just to have Peppies with you one day.
July 16th.
Do you want to go with me to have
Peppies? Yes.
All right, relax.
yes,
I do.
I do.
July 16th.
July 16th.
Yeah, it's a guy named Mike Fiona's show. So I'll be there Monday, July 16th at Joker's Wild.
Really? Awesome. That's awesome. Fucking awesome.
So is that special pizza, is it?
It's incredible.
It's the best. It's the best pizza in the world.
Top five pizza in the country.
Okay, you just sung to my heart. Let's do this.
But it occasionally, sometimes the slice, I get a little too salty.
How about
very salty pizza.
How about the Linwood in Randolph? Right? Have you had the Linwood?
No, I never had it.
Really?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
But I'll have it.
Love Joe's.
Is it good?
Twinkling fingers.
These North Shore elitists, they don't leave.
No, I swear to God. I never had it.
That's from fucking South Shore, dude.
I'm going to.
What about you, Bobby? What you got coming?
I'm going to be at Comics in Foxwoods, 6/28.
Hey, look what I wrote on my poster when you go up there.
Okay. I will.
I think you think it's fine.
All right, it's not funny now, but it's called interrupting.
I also wrote on a poster, but I wrote on Nick's poster.
6/28 to the 30th, I'll be at Foxwoods. If you're in Connecticut, Rhode Island, whatever, make sure you get tickets to what? What?
I want to come up there and hang out with you.
Maybe I'll see if Kelly can open for me there. Maybe I'll see. We'll see.
Mm. Kelly going up cold at a New England casino.
Ooh.
Awesome. I don't mean that you. It's brutal.
I'm gonna be in Las Vegas soon too. I can't wait for that.
When are you going to Vegas?
I'm going to Vegas the 19th, man. I'm gonna be at the Paris, which is the Empire Comedy Club, brand new club. You want me to get you a gig there?
Yeah, you want it? Can I open for you?
Yeah. I'll get you a headline. You should be headlining now, Dan.
Okay.
Damn. Yeah. I'll see if I'll get you in. All right.
Right. Thanks, man.
Anyways. Go to my website, robertkellylive.com. You want my dates? Get my fucking award-winning app.
Award-winning app.
Yeah. iTunes.
2012 Comedy Awards.
Awesome. That's right. So make sure you get that app. It's the best app. It has the podcast on it. And make sure you support our sponsors. Go to the websites that we told you about. What are you doing? The fuck are you doing?
That was one of the worst things that's ever happened in my life.
What the fuck was that?
I'm setting up the song that he wants.
Oh, she's killing me.
That really hurt.
She's killing me.
That was mean.
So you know it's going to be really loud when it comes through.
That hurt.
Turn it down. fucking Kelly. Oh. What are you fucking doing? The fuck are you doing?
I got a better shot of letting him drive.
I told you to work nice. That shit so out much. On your headphones. And then you work it out.
Because I can't, because when I do it, it you can't it
do. Oh, God.
We're going to jump up here. We're going to jump up.
Anyway, we have to end this.
Yeah, we got to end this fight. Look, at, I apologize for this 2-hour show. It's supposed to be an hour, and we just kept fucking going.
Angry.
And that's we kept going.
That's what always happens.
Yeah, man. Why? You know why? You know why?
Why?
Because you can't say no.
I feel like it's me. It's
Joe List.
I'm fucking, four different times I put the microphone away because I was like, I'm going to sit out. And then you,
whoa. Now we see what he really thinks about
it. I just licked the microphone. Joe.
He took you up off the street. And that's how you repay him?
I just licked the microphone.
Whoa. She just said we took you up off the street.
I was not on the street. I was in Nick DiPaolo's basement. Guys, all right?
And you licked the microphone. That was awesome.
It's 5 o'clock. I got to go. Goodbye.
Hit the music.
Filming my face, don't stop. Filming my face, don't stop.